Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I wanted to address, when you bring up an integrity issue, and it's interesting, you and the gentleman from Texas raised this in a way that almost, you know, approaches, it is insulting.
The gentleman
and
answered the question. If you're going to make
so what I'm going to respond to is what I'm saying. I am here under oath. I am not lying. I have never lied under oath, and I never will.
Yeah. Well, except when you do. Yeah. Welcome to the show. It's Friday. We got a lot of stuff to get into, so I'm just going to get right into it. At DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. I'm Dana, and we'll get you set up for the weekend. So that I still have – that was from yesterday, the back and forth between Peter Strzok, the former FBI agent who is in a lot of hot water, and he was going back and forth with – it was either Trey Gowdy or Jim Jordan or maybe it was Steve Chabot, one of them. So it is a couple of things. First off, if you follow me on social media, you will note that from that was one of the most disturbing GIFs I've ever seen in my entire life, by the way. The GIF that was made of his reaction, because he was saying that, oh, well, he was posturing as this sort of paragon of virtue and saying that, how dare you question me? How dare you question my integrity, which is what the committee was, I mean, they were, because they had every right to. And that's why Louie Gohmert said what he said about him, and probably one of the most epic mic drops in a hearing that I've ever heard. And I just can't really get too upset over the fact that a guy who was screwing around on his wife and having an affair with his colleague simultaneously, while they were all exchanging text messages with each other, 50,000 text messages over the span of just a couple, like, what, several, 2 or 3 years? I don't even have 50,000 text messages that I've exchanged since I've had a mobile phone. Ever. I don't even have that many. I don't like talking to other people that much.
It's like 1,000 days, right? So they'd have
They
to
said
be...
it was 600. It was 600 a week.
Oh, good Lord.
And that was just to one person. To just one person. That's like, you know, overly attached girlfriend kind of stuff. You know what I mean? That's pretty serious stuff. And so he was saying that he is just this, you know, he's so virtuous. And, you know, how dare you question his integrity, which is why Louie Gohmert said, let's play that. Just, this is why Louie Gohmert said what he said. This is a highlight of the hearing. Listen.
And I've talked to FBI agents around the country. You've embarrassed them. You've embarrassed yourself. And I can't help but wonder, when I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, it's outrageous.
But it wasn't outrageous. He's talking about his integrity, so that goes along with it, right? I mean, if you're sitting here talking about your integrity, that goes along with it. I mean, let's start with the fact, I mean, because he was acting like he was livid and really, he was very combative and really rude to even when they were asking simple questions, which is why I got really heated relatively quickly, because this dude. And then the GIF to which I'm referring, if you follow me on social media and if you go to Official Dana Lash on Facebook, y'all, this guy, after the initial audio that we played, after there was a Democrat who cut in, kind of like to throw him a life raft, he did this smarmy little dance in his seat. It's almost like he didn't even know that he was on television. Go to my Facebook page, Official Dana Lash, and I want you to look at that video. I put the full, because when I first saw the GIF, I was like, there's no way this is real. I did not believe that it was real. And I thought that conservatives were being duped into sharing something stupid. And I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. And then I had asked, I'm like, this is not real, right? And then a million people said, yeah, it is. And they said either they watched it live or here's the actual full half-hour footage, Dana. And then they let me know the time. And there were so many different cuts. And then it was up on C-SPAN, too. So, yeah, that was real. He actually did this, like, little dance in his seat, and he made this crazy little look. He is the guy. He's got an ego of, and he has a combative personality. He really believes that he's above the law, and that's how it was coming out. So, but the biggest thing, I think the biggest takeaway, and then we're going to get into the Rosenstein indictments, and we're going to get into Trump in London today and all of this stuff. The biggest thing that came out of this was towards the end of the day. This was after we were off radio together. I was preparing for television. This was at towards the end of the day, and it was a conversation between Jim Jordan and Peter Strzok. And I thought that this was perhaps one of the most insightful exchanges, and I think we have this, don't we? Yes, we do. Audio soundbite 13. This is, now let me set this up for you really quickly. So you can have this in context, so it doesn't, you know, so you don't hear these names and you're not like, who are these people? So remember, so back when the Clinton campaign and the DNC, they engaged Hillary Clinton's law firm, Perkins Coie, to work with, they hired Fusion GPS. You want multiple layers. Fusion GPS is an operative agency. It's owned by a guy named Glenn Simpson, who had been working with Natalia Vetskalaeva. I can't even say her damn name. The Russian. Because he was acting on behalf of Russian agents to repeal the Magnitsky Act. And the Magnitsky Act was a bunch of sanctions against certain Russians for shady behavior in the United States. So Glenn Simpson already had a ton of Russian contacts, which is why after Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign and the DNC through Perkins Coie hired Fusion GPS, he reached out to foreign spy Brit Christopher Steele, sent Christopher Steele to Moscow to work with Glenn Simpson's Russian contacts, and they took Hillary Clinton's Oppo information, and they were going to try to flesh it out into something serious, right? They wanted it to appear as though there was compromising information that a foreign entity had on someone who could potentially be president of the United States. They brought this information back. They fleshed it into what they called the dossier, when it was really nothing more than a discredited Oppo document that the FBI to this day still says is unverifiable, and Chris Steele, once he was fired, still says was unverifiable. While all of this was happening, the FBI hired Christopher Steele to investigate the whisper campaign that they were hearing about this document being created. I know, isn't it quite incestual? And then after that, he began leaking to members of the press, while at the same time, Fusion GPS, and this is according to documents that we've obtained through the hearings, etc., and FOIA requests that show Fusion GPS was hiring a certain number of reporters to report on the leaks regarding this dossier that they were creating, and they were leaking it to reporters. All of the names were redacted, except we do know that Michael Isikoff was one, and it appears David Corn might have been the other. And so they were leaking this to the press while the press was writing articles about this information that Fusion GPS and Chris Steele gathered together. Fusion GPS then gathered all of these articles and the Chris Steele authored campaign document. But then at this time, after all these articles started appearing in the press, the FBI got nervous, and so they fired Christopher Steele as the source of the leaks. So that created a little bit of a problem for Fusion GPS, because their goal was to get all of these documents together, including the article.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Micah Epler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. We are here at historic Tiger Field for the matchup tonight of your home team, Reading Colt 45's, against the visiting Sierra Nevada Wolves. I am Micah Epler. We'll be with you for the tenure of tonight's ball game. Your 45's come into this homestand against the Wolves, having won 8 in a row. So have just been on absolute fire here down the stretch and have boosted their season record to 19-10 on the season. So tonight's matchup, we're actually going to feature Grant Woodside. He's going to be the starting pitcher for the visiting Wolves, the right-hander. Watched him warm up down the right field line here. He looked pretty good. He's going to be facing Noah Dobin for your Colt 45s. Dobin, so far on the season, has a 3.52 ERA in 23 innings pitched for the 45s. He's out on the mound right now, warming up as we get ready to get started here. Your 45s are going to be without Jake Gozo in the lineup tonight. He's going to get the night off on what is Western night here at historic Tiger Field. I saw during the national anthem one of the Colt 45s who is on the bench to start. He had a yellow kerchief around his neck and was wearing some cowboy boots, so very festive. So the 45s are going to really rely on DeBrecht tonight, who is tied with Gozo for the team home run lead with 9. And also, he leads the team with 48 RBIs, so that'll be one of the keys to the game tonight. We're going to set the lineup here first for the visiting Sierra Nevada Wolves. And up here at bat for the first pitch against Noah Dobin is number 12. That's Chase Thatcher. He's the second baseman, so he takes first pitch fastball for strike one. Batting second is number 15. That's Tommy Koplunch, for the left fielder. Batting third, number 19, Austin Loeb is the designated hitter. As Dobin delivers there, there's another fastball that misses low and outside for ball two. Batting cleanup is going to be number 28, Chris Cook. He's the first baseman. Batting fifth, number 23, the right fielder, Brandon Motherall. Batting sixth is number 8. That's the third baseman, Andrew Stover. Batting in the seventh spot is number 9, the center fielder, Josiah Taylor. In the eighth spot, it's going to be number 4, the shortstop, Lorenzo Reyes. And rounding out the lineup for the visiting Wolves is number 21, the catcher, Cameron Starr. As Dobin delivered a off-speed pitch that bounced in the dirt low, so he is now run at 2-1 here against the leadoff hitter Thatcher for the Wolves. So the 45s winning last night in convincing fashion, 17-1, as there's a fastball that bounces up the middle, and that's to Rodriguez at second. He goes for the bare hand, unable to handle it, and Thatcher's going to reach. That's going to be ruled an infield single there. That would have been a really tough play there for Rodriguez for the 45s. That was a slow bouncer that hopped over the head of Dobin there. And so the Wolves get their leadoff runner on base. First pitch tonight was at 7:16, by the way. And that's going to bring up the left fielder, Tommy Koplunch. Here's the first pitch. That's a fastball very high, setting the defensive lineup for your 45s. First of all, out in left field is J.J. Reeves. In center is going to be Lane Pritchard. Out in right, Kobe Zimmerman. Around the infield, we've got the third baseman, Alex Cinieros. Shortstop is the ever-dependent Lorenzo DeBrecht. Second base tonight is Mondo Rodriguez getting the start. First base, Mike Ciancio. And catching is Daniel Duarte, as there was another high fastball there by Dobin that misses 0-1. There's a liner right in front of Rodriguez. It's short. He takes it, flips it over to DeBrecht at first. On to first. Double play. 4-6-3. That was a soft liner that I think Rodriguez, if he had charged it, might have been able to catch it on the line, but decided to take it on the hop, flipped it over to DeBrecht, who made a really strong throw to beat out Koplunch at first for the double play. So quickly two down here, and that's going to bring up the designated hitter, Austin Loeb, the left-hander for the Wolves, as he takes a fastball inside on the inside corner, excuse me, for strike one. Oh, as there's an off-speed pitch by Dobbin that bounced in the dirt. That's going to be ball one, so 1-1. Really, it feels a lot hotter here tonight out at Historic Tiger Field. It's only about 94, but it is muggy. The cloud cover really holding the heat in, and the American flag out in center field is laying dead limp, so not a breath of wind to be felt, and it's really holding in the heat, so feels a bit muggy out here. As there was a fastball by Dobbin missed outside for ball two, and there's another fastball. That one bounces in the dirt, and that's going to be 3-1 here against Loeb. The Wolves in the visiting, they're still wearing the white pants, but have the orange jerseys with black lettering that are trimmed in white, as there's a fastball. That one missed high in the zone, and there's a walk given up by Dobbin, so Loeb's going to trot on down to first. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, another left-handed hitter for the Wolves. That's Chris Cook. Your 45s in their home white uniforms, black lettering, yellow trim, white hats with the black bills on them. Has the first pitch there to Cook. That one missed low and inside for ball one. 45's defense playing straight away here with two down, top of the first. As Dobbin delivers, that's a fastball. That one misses outside. So Dobbin having a little trouble here at the start to find the strike zone as he throws a snap throw over to first base, but low back in there easily with a head first slide. Sun shining out in right field, so Kobe Zimmerman going to have a little bit of, as he's using his hand to shield the sun as of right now. As Dobbin delivers a fastball there, that one's there. Former strike one, now 2-1. Once again, as I mentioned, the 45s winning last night, 17-1. And the top half of the order is really, is there's the first breaking ball that we've seen from Dobbin, and that one's in there for strike two. So 2-2 here, top of the first, two down, with Chris Cook at the dish for the Wolves. So the top half of the order has really been swinging the bat well, all batting well over 300. As there's a bouncing ball in the dirt, Duarte blocks it, throws it down to second as Loeb took off. That bounces off the glove of DeBrecht, but Loeb, having had to slide in there, just stays put. So a bouncing ball. Good job by Duarte behind the plate to block it and keep it in front of him, but it ricocheted off his chest plate. And Loeb with two down had a generous lead over there and decided to take off, and now the Wolves have a runner in scoring position here in the top of the first. Dobbin working out of the stretch, checks Loeb, nobody holding him on. 3-2, and he gets Cook to swing at a high fastball for strike three, and that's going to end the inning. We're headed to the bottom of the first here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl in the bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball on here on KCNR. We're here in the bottom of the first in tonight's matchup with your 45s against the visiting Sierra Nevada Wolves. Here's the lineup for your Colt 45s. Leading off is going to be number 23. That's Lane Pritchard. Batting second, number 11, Lorenzo DeBrecht. Batting third is number 9, Eric Carlson. Hitting cleanup is number 38, Mike Ciancio. Batting fifth is number 34, Alex Cinieros. After him is going to be number 22. That's Kobe Zimmerman, the right fielder. Batting in the seventh spot is the catcher, number 5, Daniel Duarte. Batting in the eighth spot is number 4, Mondo Rodriguez. And rounding out the lineup for your 45s is number 21. That's J.J. Reeves, the left fielder. As Pritchard took the first pitch, a high fastball. 4-1, and that's going to be Grant Woodside throwing the breaking ball there that missed outside for 2. So Pritchard already ahead 2-0 here. Woodside, a lanky right-hander out there, delivers another fastball. That one misses outside, so quickly 3-0 here. As he delivers there, Pritchard taking all the way, takes a fastball that's in there for strike one. Pritchard on the season, hitting 305 with 8 homers, 23 RBIs. He's second on the team in home runs. As there's 4 that missed well off the plate, and it bounced off of the cement block behind home plate, the wall back there, and bounced all the way out to the third baseman. That's Stover out there for the visiting Wolves. And that's going to bring up your shortstop. That's number 11, Lorenzo DeBrecht. So the 45s get their leadoff hitter on. It's Pritchard, who's got good speed, and there he goes. He's off and running, and he had him beat. That was a throw from his knees there by the Wolves catcher. That's Cameron Starr, and never had a chance. Pritchard had an immaculate jump there on Woodside and was in easily. So 45s just continuing their season-long approach of just being aggressive, as there's a fastball that bounced off the back of Lorenzo DeBrecht's helmet. He ducked to try to get out of the way, and it ricocheted off of the back of his helmet into the netting behind home plate, so he's going to walk on down to first. It was a glancing blow, so he's okay. He's okay, but always scary when a hitter gets hit anywhere near the head. But he's fine. They're not even going to check him out, and that's going to bring up your designated hitter, Eric Carlson. So Grant Woodside here, as he throws a first pitch breaking ball that slips out of his hand, it doesn't break, and Carlson takes a ball right into the back. Back to back a walk, and back to back hit by pitches have loaded the bases for your 45s, and that's going to bring up Mike Ciancio. And Grant Woodside's got to be out there just shaking his head, thinking, okay, I got to settle in here. What's going on? Because this is the last thing you want to face, a bases-loaded situation with no outs in the bottom of the first. As Ciancio with the first pitch swinging, hits a grounder over to third that's gathered in there, by Stover, who steps on the third base for the first out. Pritchard scores from third. He threw across the diamond to get Ciancio, so that was a 5-3 double play, but an RBI for Mike Ciancio. So your 45s have a runner now at second, and that's going to bring up Alex Cinieros. So that's your rare RBI double play. But nonetheless, gives the 45s a lead here in the first. As Cinieros, the left-handed hitter, takes a fastball from Woodside high, 1. He takes the second pitch. That's a slow roller over to the second baseman, Thatcher, who moved to his left, gathers it, and throws out Cinieros at first, and that's going to end the first inning. So your 45s do strike, only get one with bases loaded, none out, but they're going to take a 1-0 lead to the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45 fans. First pitch here by Dobbin in the top of the second is a fly ball out to left field, out there to J.J. Reeves, and he hauls it in. That was a first pitch swinging by the right fielder, Brandon Motherall, for the Wolves. And Dobbin quickly has one pitch in this inning and has recorded one out. And that's going to bring up the third baseman, number 8, Andrew Stover, as he takes a fastball from Dobbin. That one misses low in the zone for ball one. Dobbin's appeared in 11 games this season. He's only given up 16 hits in his 23 innings of work, as there's another fastball that bounces in low for ball two. Dobbin, however, has given up 18 walks, so control has been an issue occasionally. Still, 21 strikeouts, so more strikeouts than walks, and a 3.52 ERA, I mean, shows that he's been able to rein it in for the most part, as there's a fastball that catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. And there's a breaking ball. That one misses low in the zone for ball three. So 3-1 here against Andrew Stover in the top of the second in a 1-0 ball game. There was quite a bit of cloud covers. There's a fastball. That one misses high, and Stover had to dip out of the way for ball four. So the second walk issued here by Dobbin in as many innings, and that's going to bring up the center fielder, Josiah Taylor, the right-hander, right-handed hitter for the Sierra Nevada Wolves. So there was, before the game started, there was quite a bit of cloud cover. We needed to be on lightning watch a little bit, but the clouds have broken, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice evening here in Reading as Dobbin delivers a fastball. That one misses outside for ball one. Colt 45's infield at double play depth. As there's a fastball, that one's in there for strike one. As Cinieros playing in about right at the bag at third, potentially expecting a bunt play. Not playing all the way in on the grass, but right about even with the bag there at third. As he's creeping in, there's a breaking ball. That one slipped out of Dobbin's hands and missed well high. So 2-1. So got behind the leadoff hitter Stover and also behind a Taylor here. As there's a fastball, that one's about letter high right at the chest, but misses for ball three. So 3-1 here to Taylor. Dobbin looking to avoid walking the first two hitters in this evening. On deck is going to be the shortstop, the left-handed hitter Lorenzo Reyes. As Taylor swings through that fastball, that one was about belt high and he couldn't catch up with it. And that's going to run the count full 3-2 here. Outfield playing straight away. Pritchard out there in center playing Taylor to pull just slightly. Once again, the American flag out there in center just laying limp as there's a fastball. That one's a slow roller over to Rodriguez at second. He turns, flips to DeBrecht at shortstop and over to first. Ciancio with a good stretch over there But Taylor hustling down the line beats out the throw. And what are we saying here? So Stover also apparently safe at second. Not sure if he might have bobbled the throw from Rodriguez or if he tried to pull the ghost tag, but nonetheless, that's going to be probably an error on DeBrecht there, I would imagine, is we've got Lorenzo Reyes, a shortstop, up now, and he takes first pitch, fastball outside for ball one. So 1-0, and Dobbin's been behind every hitter here so far. There's another fastball. That one misses low for ball two. I'm waiting for the official score here, because that's either got to be considered a hit or an error, but I'm not seeing either as of yet, so I'll let you know here. As there's a fastball, that one's in there for strike one, so good job by Dobbin getting back here. Now 2-1. To Lorenzo Reyes. So Dobbin already having thrown 34 pitches. As there's a breaking ball, that one finds the plate on the outside corner there. Now it's 2-2. So one down here, 45's up, 1-0. Cineros at third, still playing right about even with the bags. There's a delivery. That's a fastball. That one misses low. Good job by Duarte to keep that one in front. That runs the count full. So the second straight hitter with a full count here for Dobbin. Dobbin does have one save on the season. There's a fastball. That one catches the bottom half of the zone, and Reyes is rung up there. So strike three looking on Lorenzo Reyes, and a big out there for Dobbin with the Wolves threatening with runners at first and second. That's going to bring up the catcher, Cameron Starr, for the Sierra Nevada Wolves. So that was the second strikeout for Dobbin in as many innings in this ballgame. And now the 45's infield goes back to regular depth as there's a fastball. That one bounces away from Duarte. He doesn't know where it is. It's over towards the Wolves dugout. He slides to try to get it. And here comes the runner from home. And they've got him. That was Andrew Stover, who was trying to score all the way from second as Duarte had trouble finding it. But Duarte was able to slide over near the net, toss it on over to Dobbin, who's covering home, and they were able to get him at home. So that's going to end the inning, and we're going to head to the bottom second here with the 45s still up 1-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45 fans. You are listening to Red and Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. We are here in the bottom of the second, as there was already some good action there in the top of the second with with Andrew Stover getting caught stealing after that ball bounced away from Daniel Duarte, the catcher for your 45s. But let me tell you what, nobody's happier than Noah Dobbin for the 45s as he gets out of that inning still with a lead. So we're going to have your six, seven, and eight hitters for your 45s here in the bottom of the second. First, starting off with the right fielder, it's Kobe Zimmerman. The right-hander steps in against Grant Woodside, who delivers a fastball that's in there on the inside corner for strike one. Zimmerman hitting 276 on the season. As he takes a breaking ball, that one catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Zimmerman didn't quite like that call too much. Zimmerman also with four home runs on the season and 24 RBIs. Has also drawn 17 walks. As he takes a fastball, that one hits off of his forearm. And that's the third batter that Grant Woodside has hit tonight. And Zimmerman is going to trot on down to first. He took that one off of the left forearm. Once again, another glancing blow. But the Wolves have to be concerned with Grant Woodside's control so far. He's really struggled, already issuing a walk in three hit batters as he snapped through over to first. That was Cook that was covering, but Zimmerman in easily with a head first slide. And Daniel Duarte is at the dish, number five, for your 45s. As there goes Zimmerman, he's running. Throw down by Starr. There's a bouncer that's in there, and Zimmerman's in with a feet first slide. Good solid mechanics there with the figure four. And that's the second stolen base of the game, too. So Woodside not only struggling with his control, also is a little bit slow working out of the stretch. And he's given up two steals as he's got Zimmerman has a huge lead off second right now, and nobody was holding him on. And it was a fastball that was delivered to Duarte that bounced off the glove of the catcher Starr and bounced away. But Zimmerman just trotted on back to second, stayed there. So 2-0 here, Duarte well ahead in the count. Duarte on the season hitting 220 as he hits a sharp bouncer over to Stover at third, who gathers it, throws across the diamond for out number one. That was a good stretch there by the first baseman. You'll have to see that was Chris Cook down there. As it was a throw that was wide left by Andrew Stover, the third baseman, but Cook's a big, tall guy over there. That long legs was able to keep his foot on the bag for out number one, and that's going to bring up Mondo Rodriguez for your 45s. On that play, Zimmerman also was held on at second as the first pitch is a fastball by Woodside that's in there for strike one. So Rodriguez on the season only hitting 154. Going to be looking to change that average for the better this evening as there's a fastball. That one missed low in the zone. Rodriguez thought about it, checked his swing up, and it's 1-1. The Wolves defense playing pretty straight away. The right fielder, Motherall, playing pretty close to the line down in right as there's a breaking ball. That one missed inside for ball two. Rodriguez on that one kind of turned away as if it might hit him, but must have narrowly missed him. So Zimmerman down at second after he was hit by a pitch and stole second. He's got a very good lead there as there's a rip there by Rodriguez out to left. Good snag by Kaplanch out there on the warning track. He had to make it on the run. Zimmerman does tag up on over to third. So that's going to be fly out there to seven. That was Kaplanch out there who had to turn to his left and hopped off one leg and jumped in the air to make that snag right at the edge of the warning track. That ball was hit very hard by Rodriguez. And it moves Zimmerman to third, and that's going to bring up J.J. Reeves, who's going to try to bring him in and extend this 45's lead. J.J. Reeves hitting 174, first pitch swinging. That's a bouncer to Reyes at short, who doesn't really charge it, and Reeves beat it easily. Not sure what Reyes was looking at there. He might have thought it was coming faster than it was, because he stayed well back on it as opposed to charging it. And that was an easy infield single there for Reeves, and an RBI one at that as Zimmerman scored from third. And that's going to bring us back to the top of the order with your center fielder, Lane Pritchard. Pritchard walked back in the first inning as there's another snap throw there by Woodside, but Reeves back in with a head first slide. Woodside working out of the stretch here. There's another throw over to first. Reeves, who has got good speed over there. Woodside very cautious after already allowing two stolen bases here. Your 45's up 2-0 here, bottom of the second. Woodside delivers as there goes Reeves. Throw by Starr down to second, and oh! Reeves was able to slide under the tag of Reyes there. I thought they might have had him. Looked like the throw was in time, but a good piece of base running there by Reeves, who made the head first slide and got in under the tag. So now the 45's working with another runner in scoring position. And as there's the delivery to Pritchard, who swings at a high fastball, swung through that one for strike one. Probably should have laid off that one. He's shaking his head. He knows it. But he was trying to hit it hard somewhere and drive in a run. Pritchard on the season has 23 RBIs. As he takes a fastball there, that one misses outside. Pritchard 33 for 108 for a .306 batting average so far this season for the 45s. He has been brilliant out of this leadoff spot. As there's a delivery, that was a fastball that missed low. Well, and just missed, but that's going to run the count 3-1. So Pritchard well ahead here. Pritchard donning the white cleats tonight with the hot pink accent color. It's a pretty good look, not going to lie. As he takes that fastball there, and he's going to walk for the second time in this game. And now the 45s have runners on first and second here with two down in the bottom of the second with a 2-0 lead. And that's going to bring up number 11, your shortstop, Lorenzo Debrecht. Debrecht was hit off of his helmet in the first inning as there's another high fastball. That one, he might have had some post-traumatic stress disorder with that one, as it was pretty close to the helmet as well. Debrecht hitting .325 on the season for your 45s as he takes a fastball that bounced in and gets away from Starr behind home plate. Both runners are going to advance for your 45s, so now runners at second and third. And the control for Woodside continues to be an issue. He has really struggled so far in this ball game. He's already thrown, well, it says here he's only thrown 28 pitches. I don't think that's possible. But nonetheless, he's not found the strike zone as often as he has, as he delivers another pitch there. That was a fastball. That one missed well outside for ball three. So Debrecht sitting 3-0 here with runners at second and third, two down. Your DH, Eric Carlson, on deck, and he's going to get his shot as that was a fastball that bounced low in the dirt for ball four. So the third walk issued by Woodside, and that's going to load the bases. And that's going to bring up Eric Carlson with a chance to really extend this lead here with the bases loaded. Carlson, the right-hander, doesn't use batting gloves. Stands in, takes the first pitch. That's a fastball. That one missed low for ball one. If Carlson were to reach, your first baseman, Mike Ciancio, is on deck. Carlson hitting .357 on the season as he pops at one sky high. That's right on the infield. It's back in foul territory. Starr, the catcher. Oh, three Wolves players converged. Woodside was in there. Star, the catcher, was in there. Austin Cook had run all the way in from first base. Cook and Woodside collided, and the ball dropped. So the Wolves potentially shoot themselves in the foot there, as that ends up just being a strike, but they could have got out of a bases loaded jam here. I didn't hear much communication, so I'm not sure if Cook called off Woodside. Usually a pitcher isn't in there to make that play. It was a really long run for Cook all the way from first base, as that one was almost all the way behind home plate. As Carlson fouls off another one, that one's out into the parking lot, our first foul ball into the parking lot here at Historic Tiger Field, as it's going to be 1-2. Woodside, in a rare occasion so far, working ahead in the count. Here's the delivery. That's a fastball that's high. That one's popped out of play. That's right over here by us. And out of play. Somebody in the stands could have stood up and made almost a home run robbing-esque play, as that one just snuck over the back fence here in the stands. So Carlson, folks are talking about it here in the stands. Oh, boy, that's funny. Carlson, good job staying alive. Bases loaded here for your 45s. Two down, bottom of the second, already with a 2-0 lead. As Carlson takes a fastball, that one must have been close. Woodside thought he got strike three there. He took a couple steps towards the dugout, but the home plate umpire thought that one was off of the plate, as the 45s continued. They all crowd the plate, every single one of them. As there's a fastball, that one misses high. And that runs the count full here. So Woodside, who continues to struggle with his control, he's given up three walks. He's also hit three batters already. Doesn't want to give up another walk here, as it would turn into another run for the 45s. Here's the delivery. It's a fastball, as Carlson ripped that one well foul down the field line. Was well ahead of that ball, sitting on that fastball all the way. And we'll do 3-2 over again. So the Wolves desperately needing to get out of this inning, already down 2-0. Carlson has 15 RBIs on the season. As he rips one there, that one's out into left. Cap launch all the way back, a few steps in front of the warning track, hauls that one in. And threat neutralized. But your 45s played another one. They're up 2-0 here. And you are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, fans. We are here to start the third inning. Noah Dobbin out on the rubber, looking to continue to work. Your 45s have a 2-0 lead here. And to start the third, the visiting Sierra Nevada Wolves are going to bring up number 21, Cameron Starr. He is the catcher, as Dobbin delivers a first pitch fastball that missed high in the zone for ball one. Dobbin working quickly here, delivers. There's another fastball, that one about shoulder high. Misses up for ball two, so quickly 2-0 here. The lights are now on here at Historic Tiger Field. The cloud cover is making it a bit darker than it normally is, so we've got the lights on early, but who doesn't love baseball under the lights? American pastime right there. There's another fastball by Dobbin that missed low, and then that one that missed extremely high. Duarte had to come all the way out of his stance to catch that one, so that's a four-pitch walk to start the inning, as the Wolves have their leadoff hitter on for the second time in three innings. That's also the third walk already given up by Dobbin. But that's going to bring the Wolves to the top of their order with Chase Thatcher. He's the second baseman. Thatcher rocking the knee-high stirrups that are look like they're blue with some red striping on them. As he takes the first pitch, good job by Duarte to block that fastball and keep it in front of him. As Dobbin has now thrown five straight balls to start the inning here. Thatcher reached on an infield single in his first at bat. Dobbin working out of the stretch, short lead by Starr over at first, delivers a fastball. That's belt high on the inside corner for strike one, so 1-1 here. On deck would be Tommy Kaplanch, who's been busy out there in left field so far tonight, as there's a breaking ball. That one missed well high by Dobbin. So 2-1. 45's infield up the middle to Brecton Rodriguez playing double play depth. There's a delivery as Thatcher pulled his head off that fastball and wasn't all that close to making contact there. That runs it to 2-2. Reeves out there in left playing well off the line. Zimmerman a little closer to the line out in right. As there's a delivery, that's another fastball that missed well in the dirt and bounced well below the plate, or before the plate, excuse me. And a good job by Duarte to block that one. Duarte's been busy back there so far, as Dobbin has also struggled to find the strike zone. If the pitch count I'm looking at on the live stats is correct, Dobbin's already thrown 40 pitches. As there's a pop-up, that one's going to be into foul play. Let's see if somebody in the other stands can make a play. Nope. And that one bounces into the parking lot. But Dobbin already thrown, that would be pitch number 48. Here, as we don't have anybody down in the top of the third, and 30 of those have been balls. But he hasn't given up a run yet. As the Wolves had a hit and run on there, Thatcher had to reach out and just fouled it off. A bit unfortunate because Starr had a pretty good jump over there at first. Dobbin didn't really check him. But we'll do the full count over again. Dobbin out on the mound calls time to tie his shoe. Crowds continued to filter in here at Historic Tiger Field. It wasn't too much of a crowd at the start of the game. There's a snap throw over to first. Starr back in with a head first slide. Wasn't too big of a crowd to start. I thought the humidity would keep folks away, but they've continued to filter in. It's turned into a pretty nice crowd out here. As there's a fastball, that one missed well high above the numbers by Dobbin, and that's back-to-back walks. So the Wolves threatening here. Runners on at first and second with nobody out in the third. And Barrett Fasking is going to head on out. The manager, your head coach for your 45, is going to head out to talk to Dobbin to try to calm him down because he has really struggled to find the strike zone so far in this ballgame. Tonight's ballgame is actually brought to you by World Telecom and Surveillance. Tonight we have World Telecom and Surveillance, Inc. in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion. World Telecom and Surveillance is a leader in their industry, providing a wide range of services that includes telecommunications, surveillance systems, access control systems, fiber optics, voice and data cabling, as well as dial tone and internet services. Their wide range of services saves their customers time and hassle from meeting with multiple contractors. At WTNS, they listen to their customers and assist them with designing systems that are the most practical and affordable for their needs. So we appreciate World Telecom and Surveillance. We appreciate their support for the Colt 45s and are honored to have them in the third base VIP pavilion tonight. Dobbins going to face Tommy Kaplanch here, the left fielder, and delivers the first pitch fastball. That one missed inside for ball one. And there's another fastball. That one bounced off the plate for ball two. So Dobbin really struggling here. I'm going to take a peek down into the 45's bullpen. Nobody working as of yet. But I got to imagine that we might see some action down there in that bullpen soon. Kaplanch bounced into a 5-4-3 double play in the first inning as he rips one out into the gap out there in left center. That's going to bring Starr around from second. He's going to score the wall. The ball just bounced off the wall as Thatcher scores all the way from first, and that's a 2-RBI double there for Tommy Kaplanch. That was a hard-hit ball literally right out at the 358 light pole marker out there in left center as Reeves struggled to handle it off the wall. And a really good piece of hitting there by Tommy Kaplanch, by far the hardest hit ball for the Wolves so far, and that ties the ball game here at 2-2. And that's going to bring up Austin Loeb, the left-handed designated hitter for the Wolves, also goes with no batting gloves, wearing a shin guard on his right leg, as there's a breaking ball there by Dobbin. That one's over the plate for strike one. So the 45s, with their eight-game winning streak in hand, are going to have to do a little work tonight. They've got a ball game on their hands. 2-2 here in the top of the third, as there's a fastball that misses outside by Dobbin. And I do see we've got some action down in the 45's bullpen. I do believe we've got Jake Parent up, the big right-hander down, warming up in the bullpen for the 45s. Cap launch on its second as there's a fly ball. That one's out to Pritchard in center. Ends up being right at him. Cap launch tags up from second, gets into third as the relay was mishandled by DeBrecht. But that's going to be the first out of the inning here for the Wolves, and that's got to be a bit of a relief to Dobbin. That's going to bring up the beer batter. That's the first baseman, number 28, Chris Cook, who swung out swinging in the first inning. But the Wolves threatening to take the lead with a runner on just 90 feet away from home as Cook rips a first pitch fastball. Foul down the first baseline. And Dobbin working ahead, now 0-1. Dobbin working out of the stretch. Nobody holding on Kaplanch at third as there's a bouncing ball right back to Dobbin at the pitcher's mound as they've now got Kaplanch in a pickle, and they've got him as Kaplanch had gotten a little too far off the bag. Dobbin, when he fielded it, chased him back and then was able to make the throw over to Cinieros, who applied the tag. So fielder's choice there for Chris Cook. But that eliminates the scoring threat as they get Kaplanch in the pickle at third. And that's going to bring up the right fielder for the Sierra Nevada Wolves. It's number 23, Brandon Motherall, who flied out to left in his first at-bat, the left-hander. In with a stance. White batting gloves. He takes the first pitch fastball. That one's up high for ball one. So a pretty good job there by the 45s on that last defensive play. Dobbin made a good play as that was a bouncer that was right back to him. As there's a breaking ball, that one bounces off the plate. Duarte, good job keeping that one in front of him and keeping Chris Cook on at first base down there. Motherall back in. Dobbin working out of the stretch here in a 2-2 ball game, top of the third. As there goes Cook. Duarte throws on down. to first or to second, but it was a bouncing throw, and Cook was in there pretty easily. DeBrecht mishandled it, but that throw by Duarte actually bounced in the infield grass before it even got to him, so that's going to be a stolen base for Chris Cook. And now the Wolves have another runner in scoring position here in the third. As there's another fastball, that one misses well high for ball four. So Dobbin walking Motherall on four pitches. That's the fifth walk issued by Dobbin already in tonight's ball game. So he's really struggled with his control. Now working out of the stretch, and he's going to face the third baseman, Andrew Stover, and delivers a breaking ball that's in there for strike one. So two down here in the top of the third. Maybe the problem is Dobbin's wearing long sleeves. He's got long black sleeves on underneath his jersey. I don't know how he's doing that. It is very muggy and hot out here this evening. But he delivers a fastball that's in there for strike two against Stover, the third baseman. And Dobbin really just looking to get out of this inning, having only given up the two runs, as there's a breaking ball. That one gets between the legs of Duarte. He delivers, stands up, delivers a throw. That one's over the head of Cinieros at third. Good job by DeBrecht backing him up. That ball was well over Cinieros' head. Duarte trying to make a snap throw as it was a late jump by by Chris Cook, who went in with a head-first slide. He wouldn't have scored anyway because he stayed down after his head-first slide and just stayed on the ground, so he wasn't looking to score anyway. But now the Wolves threatening even further with runners at second and third. As there's another breaking ball, it rings up Stover. So good job there by Dobbin, but the Wolves plate two. It's a 2-2 ball game. Well, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here in the bottom of the third in a 2-2 ball game. The Sierra Nevada Wolves just finishing up their warm-up here, throwing it around the diamond. For your 45's in the bottom of this third inning, we're going to have
number 38.
The 4, 5, and 6 hitters, starting with the first baseman, Mike Ciancio, who back in the first inning, as I mentioned, had the rare RBI double play. The 5-3 double play with the bases loaded and no outs. Grant Woodside back out to start the third inning here for the Wolves, and he delivers a fastball. That catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. Ciancio on the season hitting .309. He has two homers and 17 RBIs, and he hit the fly ball. That's deep out to center there. Taylor on his horse all the way back. That one bounces on the warning track and over the wall for a ground rule double. So good job there by Ciancio, who caught all of that one. It plays really deep out there in center here at 45 or at Historic Tiger Field. 406 all the way out there. And Ciancio hit that one about 399 feet. Would have gone out almost anywhere else in the ballpark, but it bounced off the warning track and up over the wall. And 45s have their leadoff runner on, and that's going to bring up your third baseman, Alex Cinieros. Or Cinieros, excuse me. He takes a first pitch fastball that missed, four ball one. So Ciancio with the hardest hit ball by the 45 so far, as most of their scoring came due to the lack of control by the starting pitcher for the Wolves, Grant Woodside. He's hit three hitters and also walked three batters. I think that's the first hit out of the infield for the 45s there. So there's a breaking ball delivered by Woodside. That one's in there for a called strike. So it's now 2-1 here against Cinieros, who grounded out to second in his first at bat back in the first inning. That actually ended the first inning. As he rips that one back up the box, that one's out into center, and that's going to score Ciancio from second. Nice sharp liner delivered there by Alex Cinieros. And that gives the 45s the lead once again, now 3-2.
Number 22, Kobe.
And that's going to bring up number 22, your right fielder, Kobe Zimmerman. He takes a first pitch. Kobe Zimmerman took a first pitch fastball there that's in there for strike one. I have to apologize. It's Alec Cinieros who's been playing third base. I had him mixed up with Alec Cinieros for the 45s, so I have to apologize. I've been screwing that one up for three innings. So apologies. Error on the booth up here. Biggest apologies go out to Alec Cinieros. 1-1 here to Kobe Zimmerman. He was hit by a pitch back in the second inning. As he rips a fastball there, that one's a single out to left. Over the head of Ray is there at shortstop. And all of a sudden the bats have really come to life here for the 45s here in the third inning. And that's going to bring up the catcher, number five, Daniel Duarte. Duarte grounded out to third in his first at bat. He takes the first pitch breaking ball that missed well high in the zone for ball one. So the 45 is really threatening here. Runners on at first and second. Already plated a run here in the third. Still nobody down as Duarte takes a good rip at that one, but fouls that one back into the parking lot. Four strike one, so now 1-1 against Duarte. Duarte hitting .220 on the season. He's got two homers and has also plated six. As we've already got some action down in the bullpen for the Wolves. As Grant Woodside delivers a fastball there, Duarte faked a bunt, and that missed low for ball two. So now 2-1. Down in the bullpen, we've got Garrett Moss warming up for the Sierra Nevada Wolves down there. The left-hander getting loose. Woodside working out of the stretch here. Delivers, and Duarte hammers one. That's deep to left. And that is gone. Three-run homer for Daniel Duarte. That one hung in the air forever. That was a high fly ball. Cap launch out there. Looked like he might look. He was up in the air so long. He was able to get underneath it, but his back was against the wall, and he just didn't jump. It looked like he might have had a chance, but nonetheless, three-run bomb there for Daniel Duarte, and the 45s have opened it up here, now leading 6-2 against the Sierra Nevada Wolves. So the bats have absolutely come to life, and the 45s have blown it open here.
Mondo Rodriguez!
And that's going to bring up Mondo Rodriguez. That ball was a moonshot. It hung in the air forever. But Duarte caught it right on the screws for his third home run of the season. And that also takes him to 9 RBIs on the season as well. So Rodriguez is going to come up here. Nobody on. Still nobody out here. Top of the third. There's a fastball that he fouls back into the parking lot. And that evens the count 1-1. Cap launch out there and left. He's pounding his glove. I don't think he played that one as well as he could have, and I think he thinks the same. He could have jumped up and at least made a play on that ball as Woodside bounces one well in the dirt for ball two that goes all the way back to the screen. So we'll see Woodside, the starting pitcher for the Wolves, already thrown 54 pitches. But has given up 6 runs here in just 2 innings of work. And a good opportunity for the 45s to get into the bullpen early. 3-1 now on Rodriguez. As there's a fastball, that one misses high and inside for ball four. So every single hitter.
Number 21.
So far in this inning has reached base. And that's going to bring up the left-handed hitting left fielder, J.J. Reeves. Reeves had an RBI infield single back in the second inning. As there's a snap throw. Oh, boy. There was a snap throw over to first. Rodriguez got back in with a head-first slide. But Austin Cook over there, the first baseman, took his eye off of it. And actually missed it, and the ball hit him right in the forehead. Bounced right off of his head, all the way over to the second baseman, Thatcher. And Austin Cook is now walking around, shaking it off. Hopefully he's okay. We've got trainers from the 45s and the head coach for the Wolves out to check on him. They're checking out his forehead right now. Hopefully it's nothing more than his pride that's hurt, as they're actually checking him for a concussion right now. They're having Cole 45's trainers giving him the finger eye test, having Cook follow his finger around. Hopefully he's okay. But I don't know if he had to have just taken his eye off the ball and pulled his glove a little too soon. But boy, did that hit him squarely in the head. And it looks like he is actually going to be pulled out of the ball game. Hopefully he's okay. But they're going to check him out, probably check him for a concussion. As it looks like Austin Cook's night is over. And so we're going to have a bit of a change here. We're going to have number 19, which is the designated hitter for the Wolves. That's Austin Loeb. He is going to step in and play first base. So the 45s, still with Reeves up. He hasn't seen a pitch yet, as there's another throw over by Woodside that chases Rodriguez back to the bag. Woodside working out of the stretch. He has a really high leg kick, which is why the 45s have been running on him. And there goes Reeves right now. He's gone down to second as there's a throw in, but he's in there safely. That was a really good throw there by the catcher, Cameron Starr. But the leg kick is just too high for Grant Woodside. Guys are getting too big of a jump on him, as that's the third stolen base for the 45s. And they have another runner in scoring position. J.J. Reeves did swing at that pitch and missed it for strike one. As there's a breaking ball, that one misses high. Now 1-1. Reeves on the season, hitting 173. As he takes a fastball there, that one misses outside for ball two. So 2-1 here. We're in the bottom half of the third. Your 45s are up 6-2, highlighted by the three-run bomb here in this inning by Daniel Duarte. As Reeves has a huge lead, and there he goes. He's off. And he's into third easily. And there's a wild throw by Starr that gets all the way out into left. And Rodriguez is going to score on the error, on the throwing error by Cameron Starr. So what happened there? The shortstop, Reyes, for the Wolves had snuck in behind Reeves, who had a gigantic lead, but Grant Woodside didn't see him, and they heard the call for the pickoff, but Woodside didn't check him, so Reeves just kept going. So once Reyes was at second base, there was no one to back up Stover at third, and he had no chance to catch that ball, and that allowed Rodriguez to score. So it's now 7-2 here. And we do have a full count here against J.J. Reeves. Still nobody down in the bottom of the third. As Woodside delivers a fastball, that one misses inside for ball four. So Reeves is going to walk.
Your center fielder.
And that's going to bring us to the top of the lineup with Lane Pritchard. But it looks like we're going to have a pitching change here. As the head coach for the Sierra Nevada Wolves is going out to talk to Grant Woodside. They're having a conversation. We'll see if he does, in fact, make a change. The 45s have absolutely blown it open here with five runs plated. As the head coach for the Sierra Nevada Wolves has decided to leave Grant Woodside out there. I'm surprised. They've had Garrett Moss or Mose working in the bullpen down there, warming up. He absolutely looks to be ready. He's had plenty of time. And it also is strange because it's the left-handed Lane Pritchard that's coming to the plate, so you'd think you might want a lefty-on-lefty matchup. But nonetheless, Grant Woodside stays out there, and Lane Pritchard, who's walked twice, as there goes Reeves, he's off and running. As there's a throw down by Starr, that one bounces in, gets by the shortstop Reyes, and there's another stolen base for the Wolves. Cameron Starr back there behind the plate has no chance, as Woodside's leg kick is too high and is too slow to the plate. The 45s are getting such big jumps that these plays on these stolen bases aren't very close. And that first pitch was also a ball. It was a fastball outside that missed. So Pritchard up, or ahead in the count 1-0, as there's a fastball. That one bounces away from Cameron Starr. And there goes Reeves on down to third. So Grant Woodside, struggling, frustrated, upset. Cameron Starr, behind the plate, has had to do an awful lot of work so far tonight. And we still have nobody down here in the bottom of the third. Pritchard ahead in the count 2-0. Here's a delivery. It's a fastball. Pritchard fouls that one off down the third base side. 2-1 now. Pritchard, as I mentioned, he's in the pregame. He's second on this team with 8 home runs. He does also have 23 RBIs driven in. As he takes the fastball there, that one misses high and inside. And he's now ahead 3-1. Pritchard's drawn 21 walks on the season and make it 22. He has his third walk of the ball game, so he hasn't had a lot. He hasn't had to work a lot to get on base three times. And now the 45s have runners on the corners. Still nobody down here. In the bottom of the third, and looks like we are going to have the pitching change. It's going to be the left-hander coming out of the bullpen here for the Wolves. As Grant Woodside's night is over after only pitching two innings, giving up seven hits. We're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here in the bottom of the third inning. We've had a pitching change. And for the visiting Sierra Nevada Wolves is the left-hander. It's number 13. It's Garrett Mose. He's going to come in to face Lorenzo Debrecht, the shortstop for your 45s. 45s have runners on at first and third. They've plated five in this inning. Still nobody down. Debrecht does find himself in an 0-2 hole here. Final line for the starting pitcher, Grant Woodside. Two innings pitched. Gave up five hits, seven runs. He also issued six walks as Mose hits Debrecht right in the hip. That's the second time Debrecht has been hit. And that's going to load the bases here for your designated hitter, Eric Carlson.
Number nine, Eric Carlson.
I have to give a shout-out to Eric Carlson because his walk-up music is the theme song from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's one of my staple shows in my childhood, so shout out to Eric Carlson for keeping it real. Grant Woodside also hit three hitters, and Garrett Mose comes in and hits his first hitter that he's faced, so 4 hitters have taken shots to the body for your 45s tonight as the bases are now loaded. Carlson swings through that fastball and fouls it into the parking lot back behind home plate. It's a bit interesting here that with, well, no, never mind. The infield for Sierra Nevada Wolves playing double play depth up the middle. Still here, nobody down. The outfield playing straight away. Carlson awaits the pitch, and there's a soft floater. That's out just on the outfield grass, but hauled in there by the second baseman, Chase Thatcher, for the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Mike Ciancio, who started this whole inning off with a double that got over the head of Taylor out there in center field. But he's going to get an even better opportunity here with the bases loaded and still only one out. Ciancio so far 1-for-2. As he swings through that fastball, fouled it off for strike one. Ciancio looking for, I believe, potentially some pine tar for his bat. Is that the bat looked like it might have slipped out of his hands a little bit there. But now he's back. So Garrett Mose, he's another long-limbed, slender guy working out of the stretch here. He delivers, and there's a breaking ball, and that one's fouled off down the first base side. And a gentleman up in the stands there had a chance to make a play, used two hands, but wasn't able to haul it in. He's getting some jeers from the crowd. Luckily, I don't think anybody was videotaping that one, so he won't end up on the SportsCenter not top 10. So, good news for that guy. As there's another breaking ball delivered by Mose, that one misses high. And that is ball one. So, 1-2, he's ahead of Ciancio here. The Wolves desperately needing to get out of this inning as there's a fastball that bounces behind the plate. Is good stop there behind the plate. Looks like we've also had a defensive change due to his chest plate. I can't tell the number. Oh, nope, that's going to be number 5, Dylan Mars, that's actually replaced Cameron Starr behind the plate. As there's a high fly ball out to center. Taylor running in on it actually ended up drifting more over to left center. And it was Kaplan's that hauled it in. But that's going to be a sac fly as Reeves scores from third, tagging up there from third. So an RBI sac fly there for Mike Ciancio. And that's the 6th plated 45 in this inning. And it is now 8-2. Your Colt 45 is leading, and that's going to bring up Alec Ceniceros. Ceniceros is 1-for-2 tonight. He's got an RBI single back in earlier in this inning, which has seemed to go on for a long time as he rips a first pitch that actually sounded like it broke his bat. It was off the end of the bat, but it was fouled down the first baseline. So Ceniceros just broke his bat with his hands. That shows how strong he is. That's pretty impressive. But he's got he's looking for a new piece of lumber. Oh, Looks like he didn't bring an extra one with him, so now there's somebody's running to go grab one. So we've got a small break in the action here. But now he's got what he's looking for. Rubbing a little pine tar on there so it doesn't slip for him. And now he's making his way back to the plate. So the 45 still threatening here. Runners on at second and third. Two down here. Garrett Moe's looking to get out of this inning. He's still working out of the stretch. Here's the delivery. That's a fastball. And a replay of the last pitch, minus the broken bat, as Seniceros fouled that one down the first baseline and now finds himself behind in the count 0-2. So the Wolves looking to get out of this inning. Have a good opportunity here. Moe's comes set. Checks the runner at second. Here's the delivery. That's a breaking ball, but that's ripped by Seniceros. That's down into right field. Takes a couple hops. Fielded by Motherall out there on right, but that's going to plate both runners. So a two RBI single there by Seniceros. Good piece of hitting. He hit that one right on the screws. And your 45s have hit double figures here, having scored eight in this inning, and it is 10-2. And that's going to bring up your right fielder, Kobe Zimmerman.
Number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
Kobe Zimmerman so far tonight, he's one of the four 45s hitters that have taken been hit by a pitch, and he also singled out to left earlier in this inning as he takes a first pitch fastball that was about neck high for ball one. So the 45s, been aggressive, stayed aggressive, were helped out with some control-prone issued pitching thus far by Sierra Nevada Wolves. And they've really broke it open here in the third. Here's the delivery. That one's fouled back to the net behind home plate there by Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman on the season hitting .275. He's got four homers, 24 RBIs. As a hint of breeze has finally kicked up, relieving a bit of that humidity. The skyline out in right field. You can see some clouds out there, also some nice pink and orange colors from the sunset. As there's another foul ball, that one's out into the parking lot down the first baseline. Home plate umpire needed some more baseballs, and they were delivered by a 45 who is wearing a kerchief, a cowboy hat. That's actually Andrew Eppenbach, and he's got his cowboy boots on. So extra points for him for his themed action tonight. Gives a tip of the cowboy hat to the crowd for a job well done. Moe's here delivers a fastball. That one misses well high. Now it's 2-2 to Zimmerman. Can just tell by the body language of the Wolves that are out there. They've been out there quite a while in this half inning. You can tell they're a bit downtrodden. There's another foul ball back to the screen. As Zimmerman stays alive here, we'll do 2-2 over again. Zimmerman on the season, he's hit seven doubles and does have one triple. As Moe's delivers here, there's another foul ball there by Zimmerman. Good piece of hitting. He was actually fooled by that pitch, but reached out, was just able to get a piece of it to keep the at-bat alive. So Zimmerman back in. We've got Seniceros down at first base. Moe's checks him and delivers. That's a fastball. That one misses well high. And that runs the count full. on deck for the 45s is the catcher. It's Daniel Duarte. Here goes Moss now. He does a little two-step to get to his set position. He actually comes set and then re-steps and goes set again. As Zimmerman delivering a good at-bat here, fouls another one down the first baseline and into the parking lot to keep the at-bat going. So full count again. Nobody holding on Ceniceros at first. Mose delivers. That's a fastball that misses well high. Four ball four. So that's going to bring up Daniel Duarte, who is in the on-deck circle with his knee pads on. He's going to have to shed those. And you got to imagine he's going to look to repeat his at-bat earlier in this inning as he hit that three-run moonshot that just snuck over the wall out there and left. He's in, staring down Garrett Mose, who comes set and delivers. That's a fastball, missed well high and outside. Four ball one. In Duarte's other at-bat this inning, or back in the second, excuse me, in this game, he grounded out to the second baseman, Thatcher. There's a breaking ball. That one catches the outside corner. Four strike one, so one and one here against Daniel Duarte. Here's a delivery by Mose. There's another breaking ball. That one missed outside for ball two. So now two and one. So the 45s in last night's game, they played at 17. It was a 17-1 ball game in that one. And they are looking to possibly played even more in tonight's game, as they already have 10 here through three innings. We're not even done with it, as Duarte fouls one back into the parking lot there, and that's going to take the count to 2-2. Runs it first and second here for the 45s. Duarte waiting. Takes a breaking ball that missed well high. And that's going to run the count full. We don't have any action down in the bullpen for the Wolves. There is some action down in the bullpen for the 45s. It's another right-hander down there. Can't see his number at the moment. As Duarte fouls that one back into the parking lot. The crowd here has really filled out quite nicely. But even they are looking to get this inning over with here. This is the full count here to Duarte. As there's a high fly ball, that's hit to right. Motherall towards the line, camps under it, makes the play, and that is out number three. But your 45's plate eight. It is 10-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here to start the fourth inning in this homestand against the visiting Sierra Nevada Wolves. The home plate umpire in tonight's ballgame is currently getting some ice wrapped on his left forearm. I think he took a foul ball off of it either last inning, in the last half inning, or the half inning before that. We have had a pitching change. Now on the bump for your Colt 45s is number one. That's Andres Lara, the right-hander coming out of the bullpen. And is going to relieve Noah Dobbin. Dobbin only going three innings. He did have a pretty high pitch count, though, and in this heat, it's tough to keep it going. Dobbin's final line on the night, three innings pitch, two hits, two runs. He did strike out three, and he walked four, I believe. He walked five. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. As the first pitch by Andres Lara is a fastball that missed outside. Four ball one. Lara comes in. He's going to face the number six hitter. It's Josiah Taylor, the center fielder, who reached on an error back in the second. As he swings through that fastball there, delivered by Lara, that runs it to 2-1. Lara on the season, he's got a 2.25 ERA in 16 innings pitched. He's also struck out 12 as he gets Taylor to chase a ball well in the dirt there. It was a half effort swing by Taylor, but now it's 2-2. Lara working quickly delivers a breaking ball that Taylor balked at, and it bounced back to the screen, and that's going to run the count full here. So Lara working out of the set here delivers. That's a belt-high fastball that he blew right by Josiah Taylor for strike three. And that one down here in the top of the fourth. So the first batter that Lara faces, he strikes out. Now he's going to face the left-handed hitting shortstop. That's Lorenzo Reyes, who pulled back on a bunt attempt and took a fastball that caught the outside corner for a strike one. Reyes struck out looking back in the second inning, as there's a breaking ball there. That one missed outside. Now 1-1. As there's a bouncing ball there, that's to Seniceros at third. He gathers it, throws across the diamond for out number two. So Andres Lara has come in and done good work so far, getting the first two batters that he's faced, and that's going to bring up the defensive exchange from last inning. It's going to bring up the new catcher. That's number five, Dylan Mars. Mars takes the first pitch. That's a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Lara's only given up four walks in his 16 innings pitched thus far, as he's now quickly ahead 0-2 against Dylan Mars. So you can say that that's a sight for sore eyes in this ball game, is a pitcher with some control who knows how to pepper the strike zone. As he gets Dylan Mars to swing at that fastball in the outside corner for strike three. So quick work here by Lara. And that's going to end the top half of the fourth. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans, to historic Tiger Field. We are here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Tonight's ballgame is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation.
Your second baseman, number four.
Coming up for your 45s in the bottom half of this fourth inning, it's going to be the 8, 9, and top of the order, starting with the second baseman, Mondo Rodriguez. He steps in, takes a first pitch fastball that misses high for ball one. Second offering there by Garrett Mose, the left-handed pitcher. For the Wolves is a belt-high fastball that catches the outside corner for strike one. So now 1-1 here against Rodriguez. There's a breaking ball. That one down in the dirt for ball two. Rodriguez tonight so far 0-1. He flew out to left, back in the second, and walked in the third. Here's the delivery there. Is that's a shoulder-high fastball that Rodriguez couldn't lay off of, and he's shaking his head and kind of laughing at himself for swinging at that one, but that takes the count to 2-2. As there's a pitch that goes all the way back to the screen, that one got well away from Garrett Mose, and that's going to run the count full here. So the Sierra Nevada Wolves could use a quick inning. We'll see how it starts here for Garrett Mose. Here's his delivery. That one's fouled back into the parking lot. And we will do 3-2 over again. Defense for the Wolves playing straight away. Taylor out there in center playing very shallow. Rodriguez waits. And he fouls that one. That's down the first baseline. That one's also going to get out of play. So we'll do a 3-2 count, part three. There's another delivery of baseballs to the home plate umpire there by Andrew Eppenbach. I just really appreciate his commitment to the theme tonight. Those cowboy boots are fire. There's a breaking ball that Rodriguez swings through for strike three. And that's one out here for the 45s in the bottom half of the fourth. And that's going to bring up the left fielder, number 21, J.J. Reeves.
Your left fielder, number 21, J.J. Reeves.
The left-handed hitting Reeves. One for one tonight. He had an RBI infield single. Back in the second is also walked. He swings through the first offering by Mose for strike one. On deck is Lane Pritchard. Pritchard has a rip in the back of his pants from one of his two stolen bases tonight, as there's a breaking ball there by Mose that missed low and outside. That evens the count 1-1. Reeves waits with the shoulder, or with the bat on his shoulder. Here's the delivery. He swings through that fastball as well for a strike two. So Garrett Mose seems to have settled down here a little bit. He's been able to find the strike zone a bit more often in this inning. As there's a delivery there, that one catches the outside corner, and Reeves is rung up. So back-to-back strikeouts here for the Wolves and for Garrett Mose, and that's going to bring up the center fielder, Lane Pritchard. Pritchard's reached base three times tonight and hasn't put a ball in play. He's walked three times. As his first pitch swinging there, that's a bouncer to the second baseman, Thatcher, who gathers it, throws over to first, and that is the short inning that the Wolves needed. 1-2-3 here for your 45s. It's 10-2. We're going to head to the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back, Colt 45's hands. We are here in the top of the fifth. Andres Lara back out on the hill. He's going to face the top of the order, starting with Chase Thatcher for the Wolves as he swings through a first-pitch fastball for strike one. Tonight's ballgame is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Second pitch there is a fastball by Lara that missed high in the zone for ball one. So now 1-1. Lara is a quick worker, working out of the set here. Here's his delivery. That's a breaking ball that Thatcher balked at. It bounced in the dirt, so it's now 2-1. Lara made quick work of the Wolves in the last inning, striking out two of them. As there's a hard-hit grounder over to directed shortstop, he gathers, throws across the diamond. That was a lazy throw that he made on the run and got all the way over to the Wolves' bullpen, their dugout. They're down the first base side. That one, Mike Ciancio over there at first would have needed LeBron James-like hops to get up and get that one. So I believe that's the second error on DeBrecht in this game, and that's going to bring up the left fielder, Tommy Kaplunch. Kaplansch has plated the only two runs for the Wolves tonight, hitting a two RBI double out to left center back in the third as he turns to bunt there but pulls it back and takes a strike. It was a fastball there by Andres Lara. 45's infield playing double play depth as there's a breaking ball. That one's in there for strike two. So it's quickly 0-2 here against Kaplansch. Thatcher with a good lead over there at first, and there's a ball right at DeBrecht at second. He flips on over to Rodriguez at first, who makes the turn over to Ciancio at first base. Double play. That was absolutely tailor-made, 6-4-3 there. That ball was hit sharply and right at DeBrecht. Underhand throw. Good turn by Rodriguez at second. That's the second double play that the 45s have turned in this ball game. And that's going to bring up the designated hitter. It's Austin Loeb, the left-handed hitter, coming up to face Andres Lara, who has come in big, magnificent, replacing Dobbin in this game. That first pitch is a fastball. That one missed low in the zone. 4-1. Starting to cool down out here at Historic Tiger Field. It's really nice. A beautiful evening for baseball now that we got through those first couple innings of heat. Lara working out of this set here. There's a delivery. That's a high pop-up. That's down the third base line. And is going to get out of play. So it's now 2-1 here against Austin Loeb, who is 0-1 tonight. He did walk back in the first. One of the five walks issued by the starting pitcher, Dobbin, and also he's flown out to Pritchard out there in center. There's a breaking ball. Good stop by Daniel Duarte behind the plate, but that's going to take the count to 3-1. Here against the left-handing hitting Loeb. Ciancio playing close to the line down there at first. There's a fastball that catches the outside corner. And that's going to run the count full here. So the 45s with an opportunity to get out with another 1-2-3 inning here. There's a fastball delivered. That one's hit sharply foul down the third base line. Another delivery of baseballs to the home plate umpire by the Cowboy. Does a little bit of line dancing back to the dugout. Gets some daps from his folks in the dugout. As there's a delivery by Lara. Oh, we thought he had him. That one just missed low in the zone. Duarte points at him, telling him that was great location. It had to have just missed low. Lara thought he rung him up. But that's going to be the first walk issued. And that's going to bring up that's going to bring up number 8, Andrew Stover. As Stover swings through that first pitch fastball for strike one. Yeah, I'm actually a bit confused here too, because it should be number 23, Brandon Motherall, up to bat, but it is not. I know we had some defensive changes. This would normally be Chris Cook, the first baseman who went out in the concussion protocol. This would be his slot, but Andrew Stover, who was batting sixth in the lineup, is now up. And he finds himself down 1-2. So, not sure. Lara working quickly out of the stretch here. There's a breaking ball. That one missed just low. Really good location there. Tried to get Stover to bite. But he did not. So, it's now 2-2. Loeb with a decent lead over at first. And there's a bouncing ball up to DeBrecht in the middle. He gathers it, makes a running throw over to first. Pulled Ciancio off the bag, but he applies the tag, and that's going to end the inning. We're going to head to the bottom half of the fifth. Your Colt 45 is up 10-2 here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, Colt 45's fans. Between this half inning, the YMCA broke out. The crowd was more than happy to jump in that to pick their energy back up. Garrett Moss, the left-hander for the Wolves, is back out on the hill. He delivers a first-pitch breaking ball that caught the outside corner to Lorenzo Debrecht for strike one. As he takes, there's another breaking ball there by Moss. That one misses outside. So it's going to be Debrecht, Carlson, and Ciancio in the bottom half of this fifth inning. As there's a rip, that's a hard hit liner out to left. Good piece of hitting there by Lorenzo Debrecht as he reaches there on the single. And that's going to bring up Eric Carlson, your designated hitter. He's 0 for 2 tonight so far. He's flown out to left. He popped up to the second baseman, Thatcher, and he also was hit by a pitch back in the first. As first pitch swinging there, fouls one back to the net, and it is 0-1. Carlson, as I mentioned earlier, has the highest batting average on the team for the 45s, hitting .357 this season. So he's really seeing the ball well as he takes a breaking ball there. That one's outside for ball one, so now 1-1. Debrecht at first, not taking a very big lead over there. I think the running might be done for the 45s tonight. But Debrecht is messing with him. Messing with Mose out there on the mound. He's faking like he's going. And Mose delivers a fastball high. And he's behind here 2-1. Wolves infield at double play depth up the middle. The third baseman, Stover, playing three steps back behind third base. As Mose delivers a fastball there, that one caught the inside corner for strike two, so now 2-2. As he pretends to make a snap throw, Debrecht is really trying to play mind games with him over there. Mose has the pitch he wants. He comes set. And now he steps off. Debrecht is in his head over there a little bit. The gamesmanship. Quality over there by Lorenzo Debrecht, which is interesting because he doesn't have a big lead at all, which shows even more that he's messing with Garrett Moses. Moses delivers a fastball there. That one's popped out. Out of play, into the parking lot. So Carlson stays alive. At 2-2 here. It is 10-2 in the bottom half of the fifth. The 45s really broke it open, putting up 8 runs in the bottom half of the third. Highlighted once again by the 3-run moonshot by Daniel Duarte. Mose comes set again and delivers. And that one misses low. And that runs the count full here. The Wolves going to need to string together a few quick innings if they want any shot, if they want to give their bats any shot of getting back into this ball game. Moe's doing his little two-step to come set and delivers a breaking ball. That one had Carlson fooled. He was well out ahead of it, but did well to just get a piece of it and foul it back to the screen. Then we will do a second rendition of the full count here in this at-bat. Moe's has the pitch he wants from the catcher Mars and comes set. As there goes DeBrecht, he's off and running. As Carlson swung through that fastball and missed it for strike 3. But DeBrecht was in there easy on the stolen base. But that does give it one down here in the bottom half of the fifth for the Wolves. And that's going to bring up Mike Ciancio, your first baseman. Ciancio tonight, he is 1-for-2, but both times he got out were RBIs as he hits a high fly ball out there to Taylor, who had a long run in. That ball was hit very high in the air. Taylor had a long run to make, but was able to get underneath it for out number 2. And that's going to bring up the third baseman, Alex Seniceros. The left-handed hitting Seniceros is 2-for-3 tonight. He's got 3 RBIs already in this ball game. He's going to be looking to add to that total as he takes a first pitch fastball that catches the outside corner for strike 1. Nobody keeping DeBrecht honest out there at second base, so he's got a pretty sizable lead. He's not too concerned. Garrett Moes delivers there, and there's a hard hit ball. That's going to get right in between the shortstop and the third baseman. And here comes DeBrecht around third. There's a throw in from left field, but that's going to be cut off as it was off the plate. And there's another RBI there for Alex Seniceros. He must be upset that I pronounced his name wrong for the first 3 innings. He wanted to show me up by just batting in all these runs tonight. And that's going to bring up Kobe Zimmerman, your right fielder. As it is now 11-2. Zimmerman so far tonight is 1-for-1. He's been hit by a pitch. He's also walked. And he's singled to left back in the third. So 2 down here. Bottom of 5. The first pitch was a ball that was off the plate. Second offering, another fastball that also misses off. There's a gentleman walking by me in a very nice cowboy hat, but also flaunting. I'm going to go ahead and say it's the best beard in the ballpark tonight. It was very nicely done. As there's a high fly ball that's hit, that's out to Taylor in center. First couple steps were back, but then he runs on in, camps underneath it, and that's going to be out number 3. So the 45s extend their lead by 1. It's now 11-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it.
he or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45 fans. We are here at historic Tiger Field. In this matchup tonight of your Colt 45s against the visiting Sierra Nevada Wolves, your 45s find themselves up 11-2. We are in the top half of the sixth inning. The home plate umpire is currently getting his ice re-strapped on his left forearm as he took a foul ball off of that forearm earlier in the game. Andres Lara back out on the hill. He's been brilliant out of the bullpen tonight, taking over Noah Dobbins' role. As that's going to bring up number 23 for the visiting Wolves to lead off this sixth inning. And it's Brandon Motherall, the right fielder, the left-handed hitter, is 0-for-1 tonight. He flew out to left and has also walked and takes a first pitch fastball that's in there for strike one. So Andres Lara has come out of the bullpen and peppered the strike zone, and he's had a couple quick innings. As there's a sharply hit liner, that was right over his head, though, back up the middle out to Pritchard there in center. And the Wolves have the leadoff hitter on. That was a nice compact swing there by Motherall. He hit that one on the screws. It's a good thing Andres Lara is a bit on the short side. That one would have knocked his block off, Rocco. That was a tip of the cap to all of you Rocky fans out there. As that's going to bring up the center fielder, Josiah Taylor. He's 0-for-1 tonight. He did reach on an error back in the second. He's also struck out swinging. Motherall with a decent lead out there. As there's a breaking ball, that one's in there, belt high. For strike two. On deck is the shortstop, Lorenzo Reyes, for the Wolves. Lara working quickly out of the stretch here. Delivers. There's a fastball. That one missed outside. It's now 1-2. .45's defense playing straight away, except up the middle in double play depth. Pritchard playing very shallow out there in center. Lara delivers here. Good stop by Daniel Duarte. That was a fastball that bounced in the dirt. Good snag by Duarte to keep Motherall on at first. So the 45s, obviously with a big cushion, but Andres Lara has been great out of the bullpen and come in and just settle down here and been able to throw strikes as I'm talking him up. He misses there and runs the count full here. But he's kept the Wolves off of the bases as there is some action down in the Wolves bullpen as Lara gets Taylor to chase a breaking ball down and away, who swung at it. Not his best swing. I think he'd agree with that. But that's the third strikeout for Andres Lara and the first out here in the top of the sixth. And that's going to bring up Lorenzo Reyes, who's 0 for 2 tonight, but there's a first pitch that gets away from Duarte. And Motherall's going to trot on down to second base, so that moves the runner into scoring position for the Wolves, which is what they need. It is a right-handed pitcher down in the bullpen for him. I couldn't make out the number on the back of his jersey as he was walking down there. It's a little bit dark down the first base side where the bullpen is for him, as Lahr delivers a fastball there that misses in the dirt for ball two. Lahr has thrown 37 pitches so far. 22 of them have been for strikes. He steps off the back of the rubber here, and we'll reset. Reyes is in there with his stance, waving the bat. He's ready to go. Here's the delivery by Lahr. That's a fastball that misses well high. So 3-0. Might have given him a bit of the commentator's curse here, talking about how he was peppering the strike zone. Sinisteros in even at the bag at third, as that's a four-pitch walk there delivered by Lahr. That was a fastball that bounced in the dirt. And the Wolves now are on with runners on at first and second. So that's going to bring up the catcher, Dylan Mars, who struck out in his first at-bat back in the fourth. The right-handed hitter with the white batting gloves is in, waiting. Lahr delivers. That's a fastball. That one misses outside. So ball one here by Andres Lahr. 45 have 8 hits in the game. The Wolves have only been able to deliver 3 hits so far in this ball game. There's a fastball. That one's in there for strike one. That's more like the Andres Lahr we saw back in his last 2 innings. Great atmosphere out here at Historic Tiger Field. A lot of families, a lot of kids. As there's a foul ball down the first baseline. So now Lahr working ahead in the count 1-2. And it's very affordable to get into these games. I've been bringing my kids. They've got a chance to come to their first baseball games. My kids are 5-2, and they absolutely love it out here. It's a great atmosphere. I would tell you to come on down. Lahr worked quickly there. There's a breaking ball that Mars just reached out and poked an old Texas leaguer over Ciancio's head there at first, as that's going to plate Motherall, who was running. He scores all the way from second. So it's now going to be 11-3 here. And that was, I mean, it was just a half swing. It wasn't like, I think that ball was actually so far outside, and Mars chased it, but he was just able to get the barrel of the bat on it and flicked it right over Ciancio's head down the line at first. So now the Wolves have plated one, and they still have runners on at first and second with only one out. And that's going to bring us back to the top of the lineup with number 12, Chase Thatcher, as he took the first pitch out of the zone for ball one. So Lahr just needing to settle in here a little bit, as there goes Reyes, and he's steals that base easily from second to third. And while he was stealing that one, Mars takes second. So a double steal put on there by the Wolves, who are showing some signs of life. As they now have two runners in scoring position, second, third here, only one out. Sinisteros playing in there at third. And Thatcher awaits as he takes a fastball. That one misses high. And that's going to be ball three. So Lahr a bit unnerved out there, taking some deep breaths, taking a stroll around the mound, going to try to calm himself down. He doesn't want to load the bases here. delivers a fastball there that Thatcher was taking all the way. So now 3-1. We'll see just how aggressive the Wolves want to be if they give Thatcher the green light or not here. Lara working out of the set now. Delivers there, and they did give Thatcher the green light. And he swung through that one, trying to put it over the left field wall. And that takes us to a full count here, 3-2. This would be a big out for Lara. As he's looking in, getting the sign from Duarte. Now he goes into his motion there, delivers. Nope, that's a fastball. That one misses low. Lara not pleased with himself there. That's going to load the bases here for the Wolves. And we've got a timeout here. As the pitching coach for the Colt 45s is going to head on out to the mound and have a talk with Andres Lara. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. We're here in an 11-3 ball game. Top half of the sixth. The Wolves have already plated one and are now threatening with the bases loaded. And it is going to be the left fielder, Tommy Kaplunch, who's going to come on up and have a chance here to cut the lead even more so. So Lara got his pep talk. We'll see if it works. He delivers a fastball. That one bounces in the dirt and gets away from Duarte. And here comes Reyes from third, and he's going to score. And both runners advance as well. So a wild pitch there by Lara. And the score is now 11-4. So I'm not sure what's going on with Lara. I think this might be a mental thing. I'm trying to watch him, just trying to see if anything has changed in his tempo or anything else. There's a pop fly. That's down the right field line. That one, Zimmerman on his horse, but that's going to drop in. That dropped in between Rodriguez, Ciancio, and Zimmerman down the right field line as it was off the neck of the bat. That plates another one for the Wolves, and it's now 11-5. And that's going to bring up Austin Loeb, the designated hitter. Loeb tonight has walked twice. He takes a fastball well high and inside. 4-1 is now. We do have some action down in the Colt 45's bullpen. Let me see here. I'm trying to see it. That looks like number 7. Yep. That's Mickey Meinhofer down there in the bullpen warming up. As there's a foul ball, that's down the left field line and out of play. Off of the bat of Loeb. And it is 1-1. So as I was just mentioning earlier, I've been trying to watch if Lara's working too quickly, or if his mechanics have gone off, if his tempo's off. But it really doesn't seem like it. He looks okay. Just I think it's a bit mental for him. I think he's a bit frustrated with himself as he bounces a breaking ball. That one gets away from Duarte, as that's going to be Thatcher's that scores. So another wild pitch there from Lara. And Kaplunch moves on down to second. So the Wolves have plated four here in this inning without having to do much. So Lara's getting a few jeers from the crowd, telling him to settle down. It's 2-1 here against Loeb. The left-handed hitter awaits, as that's a fastball that misses high and inside. And Lara's just, he's out of it now. He's frustrated. It's 3-1 here in an 11-6 ball game. The Wolves now threatening. As there's a rip, that's the center. That's going to drop in front of Pritchard. Here comes Kaplunch around openly. He gets held up at third base. I thought they were going to let him go. And Pritchard was going to try to gun him out at home. But the third base coach for the Wolves holds him up, and so they now have runners at first and third. And we're going to have ourselves a pitching change. Looks like Mickey Meinhofer's coming in, but we're going to take a quick break. It's 11-6 here. Your Colt 45s are leading, but the Wolves are threatening. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belangi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com. The show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here. Historic Tiger Field, we just had a pitching change. It was, in fact, number 7, Mickey Meinhofer, who is coming in to relieve Andres Lara, who just got a little loose here in this inning. Meinhofer comes in, throws a first-pitch fastball to, it's number 23. It's Brandon Motherall, who started this inning with a single out to center. He's got runners on at first and third here, still only one down, so an opportunity to cut the lead even further. We started this inning, it was 11-2. It is now 11-6. Pickoff throw by Meinhofer over to first as Austin Loeb head first back in safely. Meinhofer working quickly. He's out of the stretch here. He delivers a fastball. That one misses high. And it is 1-1. As we now have one of the managers, Barrick Fasking, for the 45s, who is talking to the home plate umpire. And they might be, they've got the line. Fasking has the lineup card out there. I actually think he might be concerned that they are batting out of order, which we mentioned earlier. We were talking about, it was supposed to be, it was Chris Cook's slot, but Andrew Stover had jumped Brandon Motherall somehow. That was earlier in this, or that was to end the fifth and to start this inning. And now they've switched back and Motherall is up and Stover's on deck. So yes, the Wolves have in fact batted out of order as the two coaches have now come together and they're working with the home plate umpire, and we're going to try to figure this whole thing out. But it was something that we noticed earlier. as now we... As now we are really all over the map, as now it's Garrett Mose, the opposing pitcher, is coming to bat. So he's the interesting, throws lefty, now batting righty. In there, no batting gloves. He takes a first pitch fastball that's in there for strike one. So guess that was a whole lot of nothing, I suppose. I think it probably signals that we're going to have a pitching change here in the bottom half of the sixth here for the Wolves, as it's now a full count. As there's strike three, as Moss swings through that one, and that's going to be out number two. So we'll see what happens with everything here. I'm not exactly sure what defensive changes have been made or what, and they haven't announced it from the PA announcer. So now Brandon Motherall is at the plate. As Meinhofer delivers a fastball, that's inside for ball one. So we've got two down here now. Wolves still with runners on at first and third. As Motherall swung for the fences on that one, it was a high fastball around the numbers, and he fouled it back to the net. Motherall so far tonight, 1-for-2. But once again, he was the one that led off this inning. Meinhofer looking in, shakes off the first sign from Duarte, now likes the second one, but there goes the runner from first. Duarte throws down, and they've got him caught. That's Loeb, but now they're going to throw home as that was Tommy Coplanch, who was going to try to score from third. The throw to Duarte applies the tag, and that's going to end the inning. So some poor base running there by the Wolves. Ends their threat. They do plate four. It's 11-6. We're headed to the bottom half of the sixth. Here you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans, to Historic Tiger Field. We are here to start the bottom half of the sixth inning in an 11-6 ball game. Your 45s have the lead. Garrett Moss is, in fact, back on the mound for the Wolves. So he's now in the line. So I guess we got rid of the designated hitter, I'm assuming is what happened. But nonetheless, here we go. We're going to have the 7-8-9 hitters up for your 45, starting with Daniel Duarte as he swings at the first pitch and tried to add to his home run total, but fouled it back to the screen. And it is 0 and 1. Duarte 1 for 3 so far tonight. As he takes a fastball there from Moss High. 4-1. As he hit, that's a rip there. That's going to be, a good snag there by the first baseman. That was the previous designated hitter. That's Austin Loeb over there. Made a good snag, but he was too far off of first and nobody was covering. So Duarte is going to get the infield single there. And that's going to bring up Mondo Rodriguez, who doesn't have a hit tonight, so he'll look to get in the hit column. So he takes the first pitch there from Garrett Moss. That one caught the outside corner for strike one. Rodriguez so far tonight has flied out to left and also struck out swinging in his last at bat. As is a breaking ball there by Moss, and that one is fouled back into the parking lot, and Rodriguez finds himself here in an 0-2 hole. So signs of life from the Wolves as they played at 4 in the last inning. And the 45s are going to want to put their foot back on the pedal and maybe add a few more insurance runs here, as there's a ball that Rodriguez has to jump out of the way for. It gets all the way back to the screen. And Duarte takes second base standing up. On deck is the left fielder, J.J. Reeves. Rodriguez awaits. Moss has the sign he wants, delivers. That one just missed off the plate. 4-2. Good eye there by Rodriguez. A good piece of hitting to lay off of that one. Rodriguez has drawn 10 walks this season. I gave him the commentator's curse. He swung at a breaking ball that he tried to check his swing that was well outside. Wasn't able to hold it. So that's going to be the first out here in the sixth. And that's Rodriguez's second strikeout of the game. And that's going to bring up J.J. Reeves. The left-handed Reeves takes the first pitch fastball well high and out of the zone there for 1. Reeves has an RBI single as he bunts foul there. Tried to bunt for a hit. That was back in the second inning. He struck out looking in his last at-bat back in the fourth. And he's now facing a 1-1 count here against Garrett Moss. The left-hander in his fourth inning of relief work here has actually done a halfway decent job. He came in and was... he came in facing a bases loaded jam right away as he delivers a fastball there. That one was off the outside corner for 2. So it's now 2-1 as I just felt a few raindrops out here. Garrett Moss now set. Here's the delivery. That one's going to miss low. And it's now a 3-1 count. The 45s do have a runner on out there at second base. It's Daniel Duarte. On deck is Lane Pritchard and the top of the order. Moss with the leg kick delivers there. That one missed as well. So that's going to be 4. So the 45s have two runners on. Here comes Lane Pritchard.
Pritchard.
Pritchard's walked three times tonight. There have been quite a few walks tonight. Moss delivers a fastball there that missed high. Four ball one. We got the cowbell call here. And here come the cowbell rings from the crowd. Rooting on Lane Pritchard, who takes a breaking ball. That one also misses. For ball two. Pritchard now with 22 walks on the season. As he takes a fastball there, that one missed outside. And it is quickly 3-0. And I don't think that was Garrett Moss's plan with Lorenzo Debrecht on deck. Debrecht, the leading RBI man and home run man, tied with Jake Gozo for these 45s as they gave Pritchard the green light there, 3-0, and he hits a foul ball bouncer down the first baseline. So it's now 3-1. Wolves defense playing straight away. Here's Moss with the delivery as that time Pritchard fouled that one down the third baseline. That one was close to the beer garden out there. Folks better watch their head. And that's going to take us to a full count here. Home plate umpire brushes off home plate, which they freshly painted right before the game so he could see it clearly. Here's the delivery by Moss as that one misses inside, and Pritchard adding to his walk total, not only for the night but for the season. That's his fourth walk tonight, and that is going to bring up Lorenzo Debrecht. So Garrett Moss probably doesn't want to walk in another one. So that means he's going to have to face one of the most dangerous hitters on this 45's lineup, who pops up the very first pitch. That's out into short, shallow center, and that's botched by Thatcher. He was camped underneath it, and then it hit the side of his glove. So that's going to be an error there by Thatcher. Daniel Duarte comes in to score. So now, and everybody advances. So now the bases are still loaded. There's still only one out. That's going to be an error on Thatcher. And that's going to bring up Eric Carlson. So now it's 12-6. In favor of your Colt 45s, this is the inning that they needed to extend that lead. And here is Eric Carlson, who takes a first pitch breaking ball that he was able to lay off of for ball one. On deck is Mike Ciancio. But Carlson staring a great opportunity in the face here as there's a fastball. That one missed inside for ball two. Still not a breath of wind out here to be felt as Moss steps off the rubber. And Carlson will reach down and grab some dirt, rub it on his hands. He's one of the guys that doesn't use any batting gloves when he hits. And he's now standing right on top of the plate, daring Moss to throw something in the strike zone here. Here's Moss's delivery. That's a breaking ball that bounced well in the dirt. That was an amazing stop by the catcher, Mars. That bounced a good foot and a half below the plate and actually bounced up so high that Mars had to stand up completely out of his crouch to have it hit him in the chest. So that was a very good stop, as that for sure would have been a wild pitch. As the 3-0 pitch there was a fastball that Carlson was taking all the way, and it is now 3-1. That one found the strike zone. So Moss has what he likes now. Still no action down in the Wolves bullpen. It looks like they're just going to leave Moss out there to fend for himself. But he throws ball four there, and that's going to play to run. So an RBI walk there for Carlson, and it's now 13-6 in favor of your Colt 45s. As that's going to bring up the first baseman, Mike Ciancio, who has been very good tonight. He's got two RBIs himself and also hit that deep ground rule double to center. As he takes the first pitch there, that's a bouncer. That's in between shortstop and third base. It's fielded by Reyes, but he was a step on the outfield. On the outfield grass, and everybody was running, and he was moving away, and the third baseman got pulled off the bag trying to field that pitch, so he had nowhere to go. So that's going to be an infield RBI single there for Ciancio. That's his third RBI of the night. And that brings up Alex Cineceros, who swings through that first pitch for strike one. Cineceros has four RBIs on the evening. He has been fantastic at the plate. As he takes a breaking ball there, that one missed inside, though. It's now 1-1. Cineceros, all three of his hits, he's 3-for-4. All three of them have been singles, but has obviously been very good with runners on. As there's another breaking ball, that one gets away from Mars. As there's a snap throw down, as DeBrecht had gotten off the bag, but that throw goes all the way down the line into left field. DeBrecht's going to come in to score. That ball got away from Mars, and DeBrecht took three or four steps down the line. Mars, if he had made a good throw, had a chance to get DeBrecht. But the throw goes into center field, or into left field, excuse me, and that's going to be an error on Mars. And it's now 15-6 in favor of your 45s. Still with a runner on second and third, and still only one down here in the bottom six. As there's a fastball, that one catches the outside corner for strike one. So 2-1 here now, and the errors starting to pile up for the Wolves, having two in this inning. As Cineceros swings through that pitch. I thought it was 2-1. Apparently it was 2-2 because he's walking back to the dugout. That was strike three. So that's the second out of the inning here. And that's going to bring up Kobe Zimmerman, your right fielder, who's 1-for-2 tonight. 45 still threatening with runners on at second and third. Garrett Moss misses with the first pitch there. That was high and outside, a fastball. So 1-0. Zimmerman hitting .275 on the season. As there's a breaking ball, that one misses high for ball two. Zimmerman does have 24 RBIs on the season. Good opportunity to add to that total here if he can just put a ball in play and get on base. He's waving his bat now as there's a fastball delivery. That one's in there for strike one, so now it's 2-1 here. We've got Carlson at third. Ciancio on at second. 's defense playing about even with, or a step inside of the outfield grass, as that's a pitch. And that one hits Kobe Zimmerman. That's the second time he's been hit tonight, and the fifth hit batter by the Wolves in this ballgame. And that reloads the bases for Daniel Duarte. Duarte. So Duarte's had himself a ball game here. He's been very good behind the plate defensively. And is also 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs as he takes a first pitch fastball. That one's in there for strike one. Bases are loaded with 45s who are looking to extend their 8-game winning streak here. As there's a breaking ball, that one's going to miss well outside for ball one. On deck is Mondo Rodriguez. Duarte, this is actually his second at bat of the inning. He led off this inning with an infield single to first as he swings through that fastball, and that takes the count to 1-2. So if the 45s are going to want to extend the inning and extend their lead, Duarte is going to have to do a pretty good piece of hitting here with 2 strikes. Gathers his stance. Moss has the pitch he wants. Here's the delivery. And that got Duarte to swing through that one for strike 3, and that's going to end the inning. The 45s extend their lead to 4, though. It's 15-6. We're headed to the 7th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. And like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes, and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, folks. We are here to start the 7th inning. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mickey Meinhofer back out on the hill for your 45s. He's going to start off by facing number 23. It's the right fielder, Brandon Motherall. There's a first pitch breaking ball that misses high for ball one. Motherall so far tonight, just 1-for-2, but he finds himself ahead of the count here, 2-0. So really what the 45s could use is just some quick innings, some quick works here by the bullpen as they have a 9-run lead here. It's 15-6. And so they'd like to not get any further into their bullpen, as Meinhofer is the third pitcher that they have used tonight. They'd like to just let him finish this thing out, and they'd like to get out of here quickly, as Motherall swings through that one, and it is now 3-1. There is some action down in the Wolves' bullpen. There's a right-hander warming up down there, as Motherall swings through that one as well. So Meinhofer does a good job of getting back into this at bat. And the count is full. Meinhofer working out of the set here. Here's his delivery. As Motherall catches a piece of that one and fouls it back to stay alive. So we'll do 3-2 for a second time. as some of the fans here starting to clear out as we approach the 10 o'clock hour. Meinhofer delivers a breaking ball that had Motherall completely fooled as he swings at a ball well outside of the zone for the first out of the inning here. And that's going to bring up Andrew Stover, the third baseman. He's 0 for 2 tonight. He does have a walk as he swings at the first pitch. It was a belt high fastball that he fouled back to the screen. The Wolves have the same amount of hits as they do runs, six apiece. Meinhofer delivers there. There's a sharp liner hit out to right field. That's going to drop in front of Zimmerman for a one-out single. That ball was hit very hard by Stover, so a good piece of hitting, taking that one the opposite way. And that is going to bring up Josiah Taylor, the center fielder for the Wolves. Josiah has struck out twice tonight. Unfortunately for the fans here at Tiger Field, he is not the beer batter this evening. And he takes the first pitch there. It was a fastball that was in there for strike one. So Stover with his lead away from first. It's a modest lead. Meinhofer checks him and then comes to the plate and blows a fastball by Josiah Taylor, who's well behind that one, who finds himself down in the count 0-2. .45's defense straight away. Meinhofer now delivers here, and that gets Taylor to swing through that fastball as well. He wasn't very close on any of those, and that's the third strikeout that he's had tonight. Yep. And that's going to bring up number four, the left-handed hitting shortstop, Lorenzo Reyes. So Meinhofer working quickly here, delivers. There's a fastball. That one's in there as well. So that's four straight fastballs and four straight strikes delivered by Meinhofer. He looks in. He's found his groove. He's working quickly. Duarte's giving him what he wants in terms of signs. He delivers there. There's the fastball. But that one missed well inside. It's now 1-1. On deck would be the catcher, Dylan Mars, if Reyes is able to get on base. There are two outs here. We are in the top of the seventh. As there is a fastball, that one's in there for strike two. So Meinhofer working the strike zone right now. These two teams will face off again tomorrow night. And then according to the schedule, as there's a foul ball and right into the 45's dugouts that sends some folks diving in opposite directions. They were standing completely still. It almost looked like a flash mob. If you can picture a flash mob, like everybody's kind of like walking around or like standing still. All of a sudden, everybody goes into action right at once. That's exactly what happened in the 45's dugout down there. But a good job by Reyes to stay alive. Here's a delivery by Meinhofer. That's going to ring him up. That was a fastball that caught the outside corner for strike three. So Meinhofer strikes out the side. We're going to go into the seventh inning stretch here. Your Colt 45's are leading 15-6. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here in the bottom of the seventh. We just got done stretching. It is 15-6. The Wolves have brought in a new pitcher. It is number 12. I have to be honest. He's not on the scorecard that they gave me. Oh, excuse me. Never mind. That's actually Chase Thatcher, who started out as the second baseman. And he's been brought in to pitch, and he's working quickly, and he's ahead of Mondo Rodriguez, who is leading this inning off, 0-2. Continues to work quickly. High fastball. That one missed high. It's 1-2. Mondo Rodriguez tonight is 0-4-3. He struck out in his last two at-bats. He has a foul ball down there toward the Wolves dugout. So Thatcher replaces Garrett Moss, who came in and he did some pretty good work out there for him. The last inning got away from him a little bit. As there's a fastball there by Thatcher that got by Dylan Mars and takes the count to 2-2. On deck is the J.J. Reeves, as Mondo Rodriguez stares at fastball that catches the outside corner for strike three. So Rodriguez having a rough night. That's his third straight strikeout, and that's going to bring up the left fielder, J.J. Reeves. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Reeves, 1-for-2 tonight. He does have an RBI single. Back in the second, he takes the first pitch. Fastball there. There's another fastball there. That one's in there for a strike. By Chase Thatcher, who's come in. He's throwing hard, folks. He's the hardest throwing pitcher that the Wolves have had in this ballgame, as he delivers another fastball that Reeves swings through that one. And that is actually strike three. That was 1-2-3. Hi, nice to meet you. Go grab a seat. So, Thatcher striking out the first two hitters that he sees. That's going to take us to the top of the lineup with Lane Pritchard. Lane Pritchard's walked four times tonight, folks. There's a breaking ball. He was expecting fastball because that's all Thatcher's thrown so far, and Thatcher fooled him. So good piece of work there by Dylan Mars, the catcher, delivering the signs as Pritchard swung through that one 0-1. As there's another breaking ball, that one catches the inside corner for a strike two. So Thatcher coming in here looking like Nolan Ryan or Cy Young or somebody. As there's a fastball, that was a really good location. That was belt high that missed just on the outside part of the plate for ball one. So 1-2 here to Pritchard. Left-hander Pritchard awaits as he takes a fastball. That one misses outside for ball two, 2-2. On deck is DeBrecht. If Pritchard were to reach. Thatcher working quickly there. There's a breaking ball. That one missed outside. Good location. Tried to get Pritchard to chase. Good plate discipline by Pritchard to lay off. So it's a full count here. Two down. Bottom of the seventh. Thatcher delivers. He misses with that one. That's going to be a walk. He pounds his glove. He knows he missed with that one. He thinks he tried to overthrow it. Wanted to blow it by Pritchard. And I don't know. I'm not sure what the record is for number of walks in the game. But Lane Pritchard is close or has it or something. He's got five of them. That's going to bring up Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht tonight would just like to not get hit by a pitch. He's been hit twice. He's also reached on an error. And does have an infield or a single out to left. So he's been to the plate five times. He's reached base all five times and is only 1-for-1. As he is fooled by that breaking ball there, he fouled the first pitch back to the screen. Fooled by the off-speed pitch there and is down 0-2. Thatcher working out of the stretch here. Pritchard not even taking the lead over there. First and throws a breaking ball that DeBrecht swings through for strike three. So Thatcher comes in, strikes out the side. Quick work there. And we're going to head to the top of the eighth. Your Colt 45s are up 15-6. You're listening on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45 fans. We are here at Historic Tiger Field as I was almost able to make a play on that foul ball here to start the top of the eighth inning. We've got Dylan Mars, the catcher for the Sierra Nevada Wolves, up. He's facing Mickey Meinhofer, who's out to complete his work. Meinhofer working quickly. There's a fastball that misses inside for ball one, so it's 1-1 here. We're in the top of the eighth. Your Colt 45s are up 15-6. Meinhofer working out of the set. Delivers. That's a fastball that's in there for strike two. So it's quickly 1-2 here. On Mars, who came in and replaced the starting catcher, Cameron Starr. As there's a high fastball that Mars chased, but was able to foul off out into the parking lot. Mars did drive in a run in his last at-bat. It was a single that was out to Zimmerman out there in right field. Meinhofer delivers there. There's a breaking ball. That one's over to Senny Saros, who makes a great play and a great throw across the diamond for out number one. Caught him on a mid-hop. He caught it. Spun around to his backside, made a throw on over to Ciancio there at first for the first out here in the top of the eighth. Good piece of defense there. Meinhofer's got to be happy about that. You always like to get a little love from your defense behind you. And that's going to bring us to the top of the order to Chase Thatcher, who started at second, but is now pitching. And he takes a first pitch fastball that missed high for ball one. Meinhofer delivers here. There's a fastball. That one catches the outside corner for strike one. Thatcher so far tonight. He's also reached in all four of his at-bats, except for this one, that's a bouncer over to Senny Saros, who throws across the diamond to Ciancio for out number two. So that's going to bring up the left fielder, Tommy Koplunch. Koplunch is grounded into both double plays that the 45s have turned tonight, but also has three of the RBIs that the Wolves have driven in this evening. There's a fastball that was very high there by Meinhofer. .45's defense is straight away. On deck would be Austin Loeb if Koplunch was to reach. There's a fastball that he lays off of. It was high in the zone. It missed. It's ball two. So the 45s looking to add to their win streak here as there's a fastball that Koplunch swung through. That one was just above the belt. And it's 2-1 here. Meinhofer doing good work. Here he goes now out of the set. Delivers. There's another fastball. That one's on the outside corner for strike two. So 2-2 here. And with one more pitch, he can make this a very quick inning. Here comes the delivery. And that's fouled. That's down the first base line, and that is out of play. So we'll do 2-2. For a second time, Meinhofer looks in. He shakes off the first sign from Duarte. Now likes the second one. Let's see if it's the fastball. It was. And he actually got Koplunch to chase one that was up around the letters, but he was able to foul it off. So he's thrown him two straight fastballs that he's fouled off. We'll see if he tries to shake it up and get him with the breaking ball. I imagine that's what we're going to see. Here's the delivery. It was the breaking ball. It was a check swing. Oh, first base umpire says that he did not go. And that's going to run the count full. Apparently, that ball bounced in the dirt and must have hit Daniel Duarte somewhere that was unpleasant. He's trying to shake it off. But he's tough. He's a catcher. He's putting his mask back on. He's going to hop in there. So it's a full count here to Koplunch. Meinhofer looks in. He likes what he sees. He delivers. There's the other breaking ball. That's going to ring up Koplunch on the inside corner for strike three. And that ends the eighth inning. Good work there by Mickey Meinhofer. It's 15-6, folks. We're headed to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
First Five Shasta and the Cascade Theater present five free films and a whole lot of fun for kids this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the doors at 2 with completely free admission for everybody, with activities, prizes, free Rita's ice cream, and a kids film at 3 with Coco, Inside Out, The Iron Giant, Babe, and Happy Feet. See them all at the Cascade. That's five films, five Sundays in July. Sponsored by First Five Shasta, Turtle Bay, and JPR.
The sum above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sum above difference is legendary. With Jersey Mike's, throwing an unforgettable party is easy. You supply the perfect guests, we'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here in the bottom of the eighth. It's being led off by your designated hitter, Eric Carlson, who takes a first pitch fastball in there for strike one. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Chase Thatcher, he's back out on the hill for the Wolves. He throws an off-speed pitch there that misses inside for ball one. It's 1-1. He did real good work in the last inning, striking out the side as he gets Carlson to chase a breaking ball in the dirt there. He was able to go. They appealed down to the first base umpire, and he said, yes, he indeed. He indeed. He indeed. Swing. Losing it, folks. Losing it out here. Thatcher working out of the set. It's 1-2. He delivers there. Carlson fouled that one off. Ooh, that was almost a windshield out there in the parking lot. But he stays alive. It's 1-2. Mike Ciancio is on deck, and he's going to be followed by Alec Ceniceros. As Carlson was able to just get a piece of that one and foul it back to the screen. And it remains 1-2. Carlson walked with the bases loaded the last time he was up. That was in the sixth inning. As there's a fastball that was very high. And back Carlson well off of the plate. Here's another delivery of baseballs by the Cowboy. Andrew Eppenbach. I don't think I've ever wanted... So first of all, I've never worn cowboy boots. Andrew Eppenbach makes me consider wearing a pair of cowboy boots. Just saying. He pulls them off, even in a baseball uniform. There's a deliver to Carlson. That was a breaking ball. It rings him up. He swings through it. He didn't really swing at it. He kind of waved the bat at it. It wasn't a fully committed swing. And it's the fourth straight strikeout for Thatcher. And that's going to bring up Mike Ciancio. Ciancio delivered with an RBI single the last time he was up. It was a bouncing ball between the third baseman and the shortstop. As he takes a first pitch fastball there that's in there for strike one. Thatcher working quickly delivers. That one is a fastball very high. Goes all the way back to the screen. Evens the count 1-1. Here's the delivery by Thatcher. He liked the call that he saw from the catcher Dylan Mars. And that worked out well. It was a fastball that caught the outside corner for strike two. So Ciancio's down 1-2 in the count here. as he takes a breaking ball there and fouls that one. That's going to be out into the parking lot. As Ciencio is able to stay alive. He's got three RBIs on the evening. The 45s have 11 hits. As there's a fastball that was high. Good location there by Thatcher trying to get Ciencio to chase. But alas, it didn't work. Ciencio hitting 309 on the season. There are quite a few 45s hitters that are hitting above 300. As there's a liner right at the first baseman. The former DH. That's Austin Loeb down there who snagged it. Four out, number two. And that's going to bring up Alex Seniceros. Seniceros struck out in his last at-bat as he hits a first-pitch bounder there that Loeb is able to get. Oh, and Thatcher tried to cover, the pitcher tried to cover first base, but it was a low throw. Seniceros did a good job hustling down the line. And the throw got all the way to the Wolves dugout over there down the first baseline. I'm curious how they'll score that one. It would have been a tough play, but I think with a good throw, they probably would have got Seniceros. Yeah, and they're going to give the error there to Austin Loeb. So that's going to bring up Kobe Zimmerman. He takes a first pitch fastball that misses low and outside for ball one. Zimmerman tonight, another one of the 45s that's been hit twice. So Lorenzo DeBrecht and he can feel each other's pain there. As there's another fastball by Thatcher that misses outside, so it's 2-0 here to Kobe Zimmerman. In a 15-6 ball game, we're here in the bottom half of the eighth. There are two outs as there's a pop-up. That's down the first baseline, and that's going to get out of play just barely. So it's now 2-1 against the right fielder for the 45s. Zimmerman hitting 275 on the season. He does have 24 RBIs. Daniel Duarte on deck. He's got his shin guards on, just in case. Thatcher working out of the stretch here, delivers. That's a fastball that's in there, and that's going to be strike two. So he's even the count here, 2-2. Thatcher's another one. Another pitcher for the Wolves that out of the stretch has a very high leg kick. And I think that if this were earlier in the game or a closer ball game, we would see the 45s being very aggressive against him. It's a bit of a slow movement. There's a breaking ball that rings up Kobe Zimmerman on the outside corner for strike three. So that's going to end the eighth inning. We're going to head to the top of the ninth here. Your 45s have a chance to close it out. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here at Historic Tiger Field. We're in the top of the ninth. Mickey Meinhofer is back on out to close this game out for your 45s, who have a 9-run lead. It is 15-6. Meinhofer in the top half of this ninth inning is going to face Austin Loeb. And then we're going to have there's a pinch hitter on deck. It looks like it's that's number 14. That's Braden Waltermeyer is on deck. And then most likely Brandon Motherall. So it's 1-2 here to Austin Loeb. Here's the delivery by Meinhofer. There's a pop-up. That's hit shallow left. Reeves trots in. Cam's under it. That's out number one. So that is going to bring up the pinch hitter. It's Braden Waltermeyer. Right-handed hitter getting his first action tonight. Tall, slender. Swings at a first pitch fastball. I like that. You get your pinch hit. Come in, swinging. He finds himself down 0-1. Swings at another fastball. That one was high up around the letters that he couldn't catch up with, and it's quickly 0-2 here. Meinhofer working quickly. He's out of the set. Here comes the delivery, and that's strike three. So three straight fastballs there by Meinhofer. And the Wolves are down to their last out here. And it is going to be Brandon Motherall, who did strike out swinging his last at-bat back in the seventh. Meinhofer delivers. That was a fastball up and in that brushes Motherall off the plate there. Meinhofer working quickly, delivers a fastball there. That's down the line, but right at Ciancio, who runs into the bag, tags the bag, and that is out number three. Your Colt 45s extend their winning streak to 9 games. They are now 20-10 on the season as they blow out the Sierra Nevada Wolves this evening 15-6. We will be right back with some quick post-game thoughts. You are listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE, or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Good evening, Colt 45s fans. So your 45s close it out tonight in a blowout fashion with a 15-6 victory over the visiting Sierra Nevada Wolves. These two teams will face off again tomorrow night, 7:15 first pitch. Andres Lara, who came in relief of Dobbin, gets the win tonight. That takes him to 4-0 on the season. The loss tonight goes to the starting pitcher for the Wolves, Grant Woodside, who really struggled with his control. Some key players tonight for the 45s is Alex Seniceros, whose name I butchered for the first three innings, made him a completely different person. He finished with four RBIs tonight. And then Daniel Duarte with that three-run blast in the third inning that cleared the wall, that really sparked that eight-run inning that the 45s were able to put up. So the 45s were really aided by some poor starting pitching from the Wolves, but they'll look to be just as aggressive as they were tonight and potentially put up another double-figure number tomorrow night. So once again, your 45s now riding a nine-game win streak. They are 20-10 on the season and are going to look to complete the sweep of the Sierra Nevada Wolves tomorrow night. Once again, first pitch is at 7:15. So I appreciate everybody who hung out tonight. Thanks for being with us for Colt 45's Baseball. You've been listening on KCNR 1460.
And walk away. I've been watching their joint press conference. It couldn't be more friendly, couldn't be warmer. The words couldn't be more comforting. They're cool on Brexit. Trump is cool on Brexit. They're reaching an agreement on a trade deal. She gave him advice on how to deal with Putin. Everything is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The media this morning, in anticipation of this joint press conference with Theresa May and Donald Trump, would have had you believe the world was exploding. And, of course, as usual, they're dead wrong. Or as Ed Koch, the former mayor of New York, used to say, dead wrong. Okay, let's get to the phones. A lot of people want to weigh in. Lou is in Rhode Island. Lou, you're first up here on the Chris Plant Show with Steve Malzberg. Hello.
How you doing, Steve? What really bothered me was when he tries to use the rest of the employees at the FBI, all the other agents, as his cover, and saying that by them bringing him up there, they're insulting all the other great employees at the FBI. The fact of the matter is he's a disgrace to all the other employees of the FBI, and to see the media and the other Democrats like call him a hero, they're the same people who thought Bo Bergdahl was a hero, the guy that we traded for five terrorists.
Yep.
I mean, it's really ridiculous to see this whole thing, and the fact of the matter is now that we can put a face, a smarmy, nasty, elitist, political hack Hillary face to the guy who did all the emails is even worse. This guy comes off as extremely, except for maybe the media, as very unlikable.
Absolutely. Absolutely unlikable. And again, no American citizen, including the congresspeople sitting there yesterday and the media covering it, would stand for an investigation of themselves being done by investigators who said about them what Strzok said about Trump. None of them, and they know it, and they're hypocrites. And I thank you, Lou. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Wayne in Rockville, line 8. Hello, Wayne. You're on the Chris Plant Show, sir.
Hi, good morning. Look, I look at a lot of sports, and I think that politics is a great sport, especially in this town. But when you look at a lot of athletes that have gone the wrong way, you notice at some point they think they're above society and above the game that they play. What I saw yesterday in that testimony was somebody who, no matter how many times he was told he didn't do it right and how many times he admitted he might not have done things right, still thought that his character and his countenance was above everybody else's. So no matter what he did, it wasn't wrong. It almost reminds me of one of the baseball steroid cases or something to that extent.
Yeah, well, of course, in his own defense, he had to say that. I mean, on the other hand, now as I'm saying that, if he had come there, he did say, and this is not to his credit, this is the least he should have done, and he did it. He did say it was a mistake. He's sorry he did it. He wouldn't have done it again. But I think what he meant really was do it at work, because one of the congressmen pointed out that, you know, these texts were sent, the ones we know about, were sent at work, while at work, while on the clock.
50,000
thousands and thousands of texts.
50,000 was the quote. I think what he said is, I'm sorry I got caught.
Kind of.
I'm not sure he's sorry he did it.
Well, either way, here's the thing, Wayne. How is he still an FBI agent?
Well, and once again, the sort of the sports going over to business, if this was a business executive, I mean, you look at what happened to the guy at Papa John's the other day. The right thing to do for him is to resign. I know he's going to say it's his pension and so on, but he's disgraced the organization to the point where not only should he have been fired, but he should have the cojones to say, I really did screw this up, and I'm going to resign. At that point, I'd believe that he's contrite.
And he still has a top security clearance. Wayne, I thank you for the call. Thank you very much. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Let's go to Kathleen in Maryland. Hello, Kathleen. Welcome aboard the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, thanks.
I have one comment, one question. My comment is that I wanted to reach through the television yesterday and just smack the smirk off of his face. It was very disrespectful, and I was just appalled at his attitude towards procedure. I've watched a number of these hearings, and my question, the one question that I keep coming up with is, who's going to jail in all of this? Who's going to jail, and when are we going to see that? Because it's just a lot of talking and a lot of hot air, but I don't see any actions towards holding people accountable.
Well, I don't know what the crime would be. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what the criminal statute would be that Page or any of the other investigators could be accused of violating. I don't know that there is one. I don't know that there is not one, but I can't answer your question. And you would have to violate the law to be eligible for jail. But you know what? Here's the sad thing to say, Kathleen. No matter whether or not they violated a criminal statute, this Justice Department, this Attorney General would never, ever prosecute. Never.
I agree. And it's horrible. I'm old enough to remember the Watergate hearings, and I don't remember this kind of partisanship during those hearings. And at least something came out of that. And in comparison to what's going on now, that was nothing. It was just a burglary gone wrong. This is beyond that. But nobody seems to be marching towards any kind of holding people accountable.
I'll tell you what. I'm sorry. I think what needs to be investigated, and this would involve the Attorney General of the United States, this would involve a special investigator, subpoenaing, if you will, if I'm saying it correctly, getting a subpoena for all of his devices, so that they could all be checked for all the texts and everything else. And based on his hatred, his open hatred which was on display yesterday against our sitting president, his promise to stop that presidency. I think we need an investigation into a possible conspiracy to subvert an election.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I think that this whole thing about the Russian collusion is just their way of covering it all up. There was no Russian collusion.
Oh, well, that goes without saying. I mean, they even asked him a question related to if he has seen any evidence of collusion, which was, he said collusion isn't a crime, but then they rephrased it, cooperation, conspiracy between anybody involving the Trump campaign, you know, to fix the election, and he said no.
So why is the Mueller investigation still going on then? Is it just a fishing expedition?
Well,
you know,
don't you know?
That's not a tax dollar that's being chewed up.
Mueller has everything. He just hasn't told us yet, don't you know? Hey, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Yeah, he's got it all. He has it all. Steve is in Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning, Steve. One Steve to another. Look, I don't mean to go back, but at the very beginning of the program about the Purple Heart, if you would somehow either hear on the air or put it on MAL website so we can go get us a phone number to this clown who made that statement about the Purple Heart. I got friends who have them, and they're appalled, and it's just, I mean, the guy is a cur, man. He's scum of the earth. To use the Purple Heart in such a way, it's just, it's shameful. But anyway, thank you for your time. See ya.
No, thank you, Steve. Thank you. I could understand how emotional that was for people who have loved ones or family members who have received a Purple Heart, or as a previous caller alluded to, that he has one, and so do his, the friends that he served with who were buried in Arlington National Cemetery. So it was reprehensible what he did and what he said. Steve Cohen, the congressman from Tennessee, I believe, it was outrageous. Thank you for the call. Let us go to Jennifer in Hayesville, Maryland. Hello, Jennifer. Oh, Jennifer is gone. So we'll try Lois in Maryland. Hello, Lois. You're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yes, Lois. The only thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says Lois.
Yes. The only thing Peter Strzok and the rest of them are sorry about is they got caught. If justice doesn't come down on these people, nobody will ever trust the justice system again.
Well, they're not going to do anything. I mean, look, as long as we have Jeff Sessions as Attorney General of the United States, I just think one of the first things that Trump should do, I think he should do it now, but I think he's waiting. One of the first things he does once the Mueller report comes out is get rid of this guy. Get rid of Jeff Sessions. I could not be more disappointed in this man. I thought he was going to get things done, shake things up, right the track that the Justice Department was put on, from the wrong track that it was put on by the previous administration and the previous attorney generals. But it hasn't happened. You know what it is? It's as if someone's got something on him. It's as if he's afraid to function. He's afraid to go there. And not just in this investigation. I'm talking about the Clinton investigation. I'm talking about a million things that he should be doing that he's not doing. And by the way, where is he? What, we see him once a month, maybe? He doesn't say anything about anything. It's a shame. It is a real shame. The horrific job that Jeff Sessions is doing. He had no need to recuse himself in the first place. There would not have been a Mueller. And now because there's a Mueller, Trump is afraid to do anything as far as replacing the Attorney General. And he does nothing while he's in office. Nothing will get done until we have a new Attorney General sitting in that office. It is just a travesty. It really, really is. All right, let's go to Donna in Frederick. Hello, Donna. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Steve. I appreciate your taking my call. I just want to make a couple of quick points. What we're
obviously watching with the circus they put on yesterday is an obstruction of justice. They've got propagandists disguised as reporters carrying their water for them, and these communist socialists dressed up as Democrat politicians are doing their best to derail the whole situation that they created in the first place, which was to prevent our president from taking office. And that being said, my other point is I really appreciate those people looking for justice in America, our veterans who work hard every day, people in the FBI who aren't caught up in this mess, and of course, you know, our congressmen who are doing the heavy lifting. Louis Gohmert was someone who really caught my attention, not because of the allegations with the wife, but because of the national security breach with a foreign entity. And I thought, who could that be? Could it be Pakistan? Remember when they arrested that guy at Dulles? That was connected to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Did it go to the Muslim Brotherhood, that information? Did it go to Iran and Russia? Is it connected to the Iranian deal and to Uranium One? Those are the questions we need to have answered, and immediately.
You're absolutely right. Could not agree with you more. And I thank you, Donna, as always. All right, folks, we will continue. 888-630-9625. And lots more ahead. We haven't even gotten started with letting you hear, as mentioned, the Gohmert exchange, Daryl Issa exchange, the explanation as to the We'll Stop It email or text, all ahead on the Chris Plant Show.
There's only one Chris Plant, the Chris Plant Show.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
I'm KFC's extra crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-359-7328. That's 800-359-7328. 800-359-7328.
All right, Steve Malzberg, final segment of the first hour of the Friday edition of the, hey, it's Friday the 13th. And maybe I shouldn't have brought that up. Anyway, don't forget, follow me on Twitter. A lot of you have done that this week. I appreciate it. At Steve M. Talk, at Steve M. Talk. And on Facebook, go like my page, follow it, do whatever you can to it. That's also facebook.com/Steve M. Talk. All right, to the phones we go, and they are full. And if you're on hold, stay there because we're going to carry this over to the next hour for certain. Let's go to Harrison in Michigan. Hello, Harrison. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Oh, man, what a day. Yesterday was embarrassing for the Democommies. They should hang their heads in shame at these shenanigans that they pulled yesterday, especially Sheila Jackson Lee, quite possibly one of the dumbest human beings on the planet that has ever been elected to public office. My personal theory about our absentee attorney general, who, unlike Eric Activist Holder, isn't involved in smuggling thousands of guns to Mexico and getting a lot of people killed. I personally think that Jeff Sessions, being a longtime denizen of the swamp, is implicated in the Office of Congressional Compliance scandal, and that's why he is hands off, head down, hiding like a mole. The only outlier of that theory is what he's been doing against human traffickers and child porn possessors, which has gotten no play in the media at all. The Operation Heart Cry from about 5 weeks ago, where 2,300 individuals were arrested on federal charges for trafficking in kiddie porn. Oddly enough, that got no play in the media whatsoever.
No, that's all good. Obviously, that's all good. But when and you have to give credit where credit's due, and color me guilty for not bringing things like that up. But the high profile things that Donald Trump ran on, that we felt that when there was a new attorney general in there after Lynch and after Holder, that would get things and would look at the Clinton Foundation, would look at the way we still need a special investigator, I think, into how the Clinton investigation was handled by the FBI. We need an investigation into this whole Strzok thing. I mean, there's so much out there, and he just doesn't do anything.
Oh, say it with me. Say it with me. Attorney General Gowdy. Sounds
that,
good.
Wouldn't that be something?
Feel good?
Wouldn't that be something? He is amazing.
Where is he really going? He won't say where he's going.
I know. Well,
I smell Attorney General Gowdy on the horizon.
All right. From your lips, my friend, from your lips. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. All right. 888-630-9625. In the next hour, we're going to hear a lot more of the confrontations and the exchanges between Peter Strzok and the House committees. And it was quite a day yesterday. And it's going to be quite a discussion. And Lisa Page testifies in closed session today on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.